This is PFW in Progress.
All right, listen up. I don't like white people. I hate rednecks. People are rednecks. That means I'm enjoying this shit.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Now get this. We ain't partners. We ain't brothers and we ain't friends. I'm putting you down and keeping you down, and you're going to be sorry you ever met me.
I'm already sorry.
Paul Perillo.
I'm taking a moan in my stomach or something, bro. I gotta go get something.
We eat when I say we eat.
You know, that's bullshit. That's the last straw, right? I want some food now. If you don't like it, you can take me back to the penitentiary and kiss my hungry ass goodbye, right? You took me out here. You've been treating me like shit since we first left. I want some food in a nice place, a nice atmosphere.
And Andy. And Andy. Andy Hart.
I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town. His name is...
Some guy named Tom.
Now be cool. Shut up.
PFW in Progress.
Jack, tell me a story.
F*** you.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Welcome to PFW in Progress.
Look at Jerry's face.
I had my mic off again.
Again.
Two shows in a row. And everybody hates me hosting. Guy can't even turn his microphone
on. That's
true.
They wish you wouldn't turn yours on.
I just hate you.
As they say, Eric, two wrongs don't make a right.
The feeling is mutual.
All right, the gang's all here. We have a lot to talk about. This is our last show before the draft extravaganza this Saturday, which starts at?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock Eastern time.
Now, what do you guys think about this? I always wondered because ESPN, when the draft was at noon, used to go right from SportsCenter to the draft, and I always thought they should have like a half-hour draft lead-in, like to talk about possible trades, so that they're not doing a half-hour, four-hour.
Yeah.
It's like the Super Bowl.
Is that right?
A four-hour pre-draft pre-game show.
What's NFL Network doing? They're probably doing something similar.
Super Bowl III.
Well, whatever NFL Network is doing, in their defense, all they do is the NFL.
Right.
So if they have a four-hour pre-game show, that makes sense.
They're actually going to air last year's draft as a lead-in.
Yeah.
All right, so
they've shown how many drafts have they shown in their entirety?
Ridiculous.
So let's go over some of the breaking news that happened over the last few days. I guess the biggest news is May 13th is now the date that Matt Walsh is going to sit down with the commissioner. I would assume some representative from the Patriots. I'd want to be there firsthand to see what he says. So that's going to happen May 13th, and the league says that they're going to have a statement shortly after that to just go over what was came out of that. So Patriots issued a statement yesterday, which you can find on Patriots.com, expressing their relief that this is finally going to happen. So up until then, you know, we don't know, have any other news besides that. But
is your gut feeling, Fred, that May 13th or, you know, by the next day it's over with?
No, I don't think it's over with. But as far as Matt Walsh is, yeah, that'll be over with. Yeah, but this stuff's going to linger. There's always going to be people who unfairly treat the Patriots, and you know, so this stuff will linger. But as far as Matt Walsh, I think at this point, Matt Walsh wants this to go away too, because I think he's in way over his head.
So what do you think he says?
I don't have no idea, but it's not going to be anything new.
Well, it's obvious there's no evidence that he doesn't have physical evidence because of the way the whole situation's been handled by the Patriots over the last couple of months. There's no fear there in my mind.
Right.
But my question is, what if he still says, yeah, I was at the Rams walkthrough, I taped it, or I took notes, and I brought those to Bill Belichick? Where does that go?
I don't know. I mean, but if he did, so what?
But, Fred, what if he could say something that happened in that walkthrough that only the Rams would know? Would that change it at all? Like if he said, at one point, so-and-so did this, right, and they go back to Martz, and he said, yes, that happened. Would that change anything?
I don't think so, because, you know, on that day, both teams are there. What, you know, the walkthrough is also the day that the teams get their photos, their team picture taken. It's very loose. It's very casual. I mean, maybe he did stay and watch the walkthrough, but so what? As far as much as we know, maybe somebody stayed and watched ours. You know, I mean,
I doubt that.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if he stayed and watched that, you know, we're not in charge of the Patriots aren't in charge of the security on that day, and neither were the Rams. So if the security was that lax, who knows what could have happened that day? I mean, I don't know. You know,
I'm just wondering if it'll really end.
Well, we'll see. But May 13th is the day. So,
and actually, May 8th is the day he turns over stuff.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, he turns over.
By May 8th, he has to have everything he has to give.
But he's allowed to make copies of everything.
And his lawyer is allowed to have a
copy of everything.
Every document, document in quotes. So,
and they're allowed
any
to ask to look at it after it's with the league, I guess, as an assurance that they're not just destroying evidence and stuff. So, you know, he got a lot of, seems like, concessions to me. The ability to keep stuff if he wants it. The ability to check on anything he wants.
The big thing,
legal protection, all of it.
The big thing I think he won was what Florio wrote, in that the Patriots can't counter what he says by simply saying, that's a lie, we're suing you.
Right.
You know, that's where he wins a little bit. Because I think that's what would have happened. I think whatever he comes out and says, if
the nuh-uh defense,
yeah, and then who are you going to believe? The big tough corporation or the you know, quote unquote disgruntled former employee?
So are they giving him the 8th is when he has to turn over whatever he has.
Yep.
The 13th is when he meets with the commissioner. So is that interim period when the league is supposedly going to look at whatever he turns over to see what
make sure
formulate their cover up.
That, or just decide what questions they're going to ask.
Sounds like they're expecting to get something because they're going to need some time to look at whatever.
Oh, yeah. I think they're expecting to get something. And there's also the idea that they might get the audio tapes of that he was supposedly fired for making.
That would be interesting.
Of Scott Pioli.
Let me ask you this. What if Pioli on there talks about taping the Rams walkthrough?
That's the smoking gun.
Right.
That's bad news for the Patriots.
Bill goes, I didn't know anything about it.
I can guarantee
out,
you.
Scott.
I can guarantee you, though, that
so the proof
that's not what he has.
So the proof is what you're looking for, then.
I mean,
because you said that if he says that they did this, that doesn't really mean anything
already
to you. But
said
if they,
that.
He
hasn't.
Well,
dots have been connected that have not been factually tied together.
If he says that they did this, it doesn't mean anything to you. But if Pioli is saying on tape that they did this, then it does mean something to you.
Sure it does.
Okay, so the act of the walkthrough is important to you.
Only if there's proof of
it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because at first it seemed like you were saying that the walkthrough itself, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't know how much benefit that they got from watching the walkthrough or didn't get.
What I'm saying is that anyone could tape or watch anything. The question is, did the Patriots tell them to do it, or did they use it? That's the question.
Yeah, but I've already heard a lot of people say, Fred, that's a moot point. If they find out that they taped it, Bill Belichick will be held responsible.
See, I think that there's truth to that because to me, if a Patriot employee did it, the Patriots are wrong.
Right.
Well, what if? Okay.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Right, I know, but what if he taped it and he kept it to himself?
Matt Walsh.
Yeah.
How are they going to prove that?
Well, I don't know, but what if that's the case?
But I'm saying that would be difficult to prove. Someone's going to have to go down.
Do you really think that he is coming forward and going to speak to the NFL and say, I watched a walkthrough and never told anybody about it?
I don't know.
Fred.
All right, what if he told him he did it, but it was never used? It was never looked at? It was just kind of like...
But he told people, obviously.
Oh, he told people. But
I mean, it's quite unrealistic to expect that he did this and never told a soul.
You're an employee of this team. You know, Tom, you were covering the Giants all week. What if you saw stuff that, I don't know, you just happened to stumble on?
Yeah.
Should the Patriots be held responsible for that?
I don't know what you're asking.
Well, let's just say that you took the wrong turn and there was no security and all of a sudden you see something that would, you know, most people didn't have access to.
Stumbled into a meeting room and they had their first 10 plays.
Yeah, whatever.
And you wrote them down and went to Bill.
Well, no, I'm not.
Oh, didn't go to Bill?
I'm staying short of that.
Oh.
You know, but let's just say, and then you said, hey, I saw all that stuff.
And he, okay.
Right, but
okay,
I don't work in football operations.
And he also doesn't go to the media 7 years later and say, hey, you know what? Back at that Super Bowl, I knew the Giants first 10 plays.
Matt Walsh didn't go to the media. The media went to him.
Right.
But
I
Fred,
would go to
why
the
did they go to him?
Because people knew that he did it or
right.
thought that he did it. But what I'm
well,
saying,
he would
Tom,
also go to Bill.
You can go tell
That's
as many
my point.
People
he
as,
didn't he didn't do this so on what? His own, not tell anybody, and then 7 years later decide to share that with the world.
The people I, like Chef and Mortensen, who are pretty well connected, have already said if there's proof of it, someone's going to have to take responsibility and the someone's going to be Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm. And it's also unrealistic to think that Tom, first of all, or Walsh, who I think there are some similarities between the two, go-getters, active, may bend some rules here or there to get ahead in life, are going to find this information that they know for a fact is of value and just go, I'll just keep it to myself.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Even if you did that, it doesn't make any sense to then years later try to benefit from it somehow.
But I'm just saying,
when you didn't really share it with anybody, no one knows about it.
Totally
it
unbelievable to think
that
they would sit on it.
Totally.
The
agree.
First thing you do is go to Bill and say, "Can you use this?"
I just think this is
and
the
am
bottom
I getting
line.
Something out of
this
it?
This is the bottom line. If he doesn't have any proof and he's just saying that they did it, it's done. If he has proof, there's going to be some problems for the Patriots. I think that's what it comes down to.
But the Patriots have been acting in a way that they're so confident that there's no proof.
Walsh called them and said, "I have nothing."
Right.
I agree. And if he pulls up to this thing in a brand new $150,000 Lamborghini, then I go, huh, they got to him.
Well, and I'm not dismissing that as a possibility either, but I agree with Fred and Andy. I think if the overwhelming circumstantial evidence here is that the Patriots have to be pretty confident there's no evidence out there.
Yeah, plus Belichick has said point blank,
I have never
ever watched a walkthrough of any team.
He wouldn't paint himself in a corner.
Yeah.
Like
these are not no-comment denials.
Right.
Andy and I were talking about the wording of the release yesterday. Finally, we're glad that Matt Walsh is finally coming out, and he's going to give the honest, about whatever the rest of it. There was specific buzzwords in there that I think were intentional.
And were unnecessary.
Andy does too,
you could
and they
remove
were totally
the
unnecessary.
Statement is still the same statement, but
and I don't,
more impactful.
I don't think you do that if there's even a shred of doubt in your mind that Matt Walsh has anything that can be damning
now,
to
another
him.
Another question, Fred.
That's one of the rules of being a lawyer or going to court is you never ask a question or pose a question you
don't know the answer to. I agree with you.
Okay, well, I'm going to do that right now. He can't make money off it for 5 years as part of the agreement, correct?
Right.
But does that mean – because he's going to have copies of all the information, which let's say is a tape, whatever. Are we going to see it? Like, can he go and just hold a press conference and press play and have – him and Scott, you know, kind of like the Roger Clemens thing where I can just listen to the...
I think that was part of it, too, that he couldn't share it with anybody in the media.
I thought it said before he shares it with the league.
In the 5 years.
No, I thought it just said he can't talk to third party, blah, blah, blah,
before he meets
with the commissioner.
The entire agreement's on ESPN.
That's crap, though. If there's something on a tape, we have the right to hear it. As fans, as people who put money into the league, if you got something, we want it. Because last time you had something, you freaking destroyed every piece of evidence before anybody saw it.
And I think that really exacerbated the problem.
That raises the question of whether Arlen Specter is going to get involved, which I think
the
day after, I think he said he wanted
Spector's
to meet with Walsh.
Specter's going to be able to talk to him.
That's and in Tom's point, too, you know, he mentioned that if it's just his word and he doesn't have any visual evidence, I agree that for the NFL's purposes, I think that's the end of it. Mm. However, I think nationally, not outside of New England, I don't think that'll be the end of it. I think if this guy says that they did this and that, you know, whatever, maybe Goodell looks at it and says, well, look, you know, it's your word. They're saying different. There's really nothing I can do here. You don't have any visual evidence to back up what you say. I've punished them severely already. Mm-hmm. It's going to have to sit that way. But I think the rest of the country, the people that want to believe
that
Bill
linger.
Belichick is guilty of something, that cloud's going to linger.
Well, I think the cloud's going to linger no matter what. I think he could say, I don't know anything, and there's still
going to
be.
People are going to think it
was
a cover-up.
Now, it might be a smaller paw. It might only be 10% instead of 25%, but I think, there'll be people that say, I'm sure the league got to him and told him to shut the bleep up.
Hey, how easy is this? There was stories yesterday that were saying that Goodell thought that this was going to come down earlier than this, right?
Right.
You know, the agreement was going to be made before this, and they were going to sit down and get all this stuff done. The stuff they're going to do May 13th, he thought was already going to be done by now.
Right.
Might they have, you know, I mean, if you're one of these whack job Oliver Stone guys.
Carl Everett.
Yeah. You know, what's to say some guy in Dallas who's this huge Cowboys fan or even better, a disgruntled Eagles fan from the Super Bowl. Well, it's clear that Goodell met with Walsh, gave him $500,000 and said, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
And we're going to follow this by the letter. You're going to come forward. We're going to go through this dog and pony show. You're going to give us what you have. We're going to divulge it to everybody so they can see that you really have nothing.
Right.
And then you're going to go away and shut your mouth. But, you know, we'll take care of you.
Well, I have
some whack job Oliver Stone guy says, yeah, that's what they did.
I have the complete agreement in front of me right here.
I have in front of me the complete agreement.
It's 8 pages long, and I'm not going to even attempt to start reading it.
You know, when Florio...
I like Florio, who's a lawyer, said, I'm already have a headache, and I'm on the first paragraph.
Yeah.
So
he's used to reading this crap.
It was quite extensive in terms of the legal mumbo-jumbo, as Florio says.
I'm sure people are going to want to have to chime in on that, but the other thing I wanted to talk about is... Marcus Pollard.
Recall Tom.
I can't play anymore.
No, retired in 04.
I was just going to say, at one time,
Scott Erickson.
This was a guy who was at the top of his game when it came to tight ends. But he's been injured.
I'm going to give you a guarantee
here. He did
play
last year with Seattle.
He's not even going to make the team.
Unless there's injuries and they have nobody, he won't make the
team. He's a pass-catching tight end. Can't block at all.
I'd be very surprised if he made the team.
Yeah.
Unless Ben Watson's out for the year or something weird like that and they needed a body.
That's just a name.
He does have an injury, so.
That's just. But Pollard's been injured for the last five.
Yeah, he's had a knee or something recently.
Yeah, his career ended not so coincidentally when he no longer had Peyton Manning throwing him passes. Yeah.
So
and it didn't even help that the Patriots weren't holding him anymore.
I know they had all those weapons there, but somehow,
I mean, I know he's
when the weapons left the quarterback, the weapon decreased and the quarterback won a Super Bowl.
Who else was – somebody was reporting just yesterday that the Patriots and Ty Law –
Butch Stearns.
Butch Stearns. Okay, well, I'll skip over that.
Oh, Fred. Fred.
Well,
supposedly,
he's the only guy reporting it.
He had a report that said that it was close, and that he had chosen chosen the Patriots over. His preference was the Patriots over the Jets.
Okay.
So for that, you can say, well, he knows what he's talking about.
What else?
He just dismissed it because it was Butch Stearns.
Poor Butch.
I'm not so sure about
other.
That.
Information about the Patriots news that you guys want to talk
well, the,
about?
Well, the word is that Atlanta is trying to get to number two so they can take Glenn Dorsey. And then the Rams would go to three and take Chris Long. Because they're going to move Adam Carriker inside, who they drafted last year. So that kind of leaves the Matt Ryan thing open, because if the Chiefs don't take him at five, he'll probably be on the board when the Patriots pick at seven, right ahead of the Ravens. Now, does any team want to come up and get him?
Because they think the Ravens will definitely take him.
Right. Well, Kuiper does, or he's going to have to find a new job.
Okay. That's interesting.
Well, maybe he's got enough money in the bank to just call it a career.
All right. So we got a lot to talk about. And on the phone right now, Dave from Stores, Connecticut. Dave's been patiently waiting.
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Just a couple of draft questions. I need some clarification on a few things.
It is on Saturday.
Yep. Noon. I was wondering what these guys thought, like, a good comparison would be for Merriweather. Is he like Kenny Phillips, this guy from Miami?
No.
Do they play similar? They're different?
Yeah, I would compare Phillips more to the Sean Taylor type of big hitter. You know, Merriweather was more of they compared him to Ed Reed, the cover guy. Phillips is better near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. He's a strong safety type, even though he plays free safety. He's a run guy, physical. Whereas Merriweather is obviously a tweener corner slash free safety type cover guy.
We talked about that on the podcast yesterday, the draft podcast. Andy and I can't really understand how he's a free safety.
Right.
Watching him play, every play he seems to be at or near the line of scrimmage.
I'm just going to go like Bill does. I'm going to call him safety.
There's just safeties. There's
Miami kind of does run that, though, similar to the Patriots,
Right. Where
they just put the athletes out there and have them play safety. So I don't know if they have a strong and free type of guy.
Other question is... I know we've been talking a little bit about Brandon Albert, but I don't understand what the big deal is about this guy. He just looks like he's
a
big 6'7".
Don't get Andy going on him.
Well, you're certainly not getting an answer here, because I think it's the most unbelievable thing in the world, and all these people tell, even Al Groh trying to tell me why he didn't play left tackle at Virginia, but he can in the NFL. It's ridiculous.
I don't buy it.
I think he's the next Mike Mamula. I think somebody's going to draft him and believe all this crap that he can play left tackle. He can't. He'll be an okay guard in the league, and they'll say, wow, we drafted him in the top 10 or 12 or whatever, and really regret the pick.
Right. I think there's no chance of Pat's take him there.
I agree.
I just get him, and I think I see a player. He's just a big guy. He's 6'7". I think people just overreacted from the Super Bowl, especially like the media looking at the Patriots line. I don't think they should take a lineman at 7, unless somebody they really have a good rating on somebody. But I think if there's a lineman available, I'd trade down. I don't want to deal with it. I'll swear like Andy at the top of my lungs.
I agree. But the only thing I disagree with is I don't think it's just the Patriots and related to the Super Bowl with Brandon Albert. The whole world's fallen in love with him.
He's become a top 10 pick.
Right. He's all of a sudden this elite left tackle who's never played left tackle because he couldn't beat out DeBrickashaw, who was entrenched, and then some other guy was, quote, comfortable at left tackle, so he didn't move. I mean, ridiculous.
DeBrickashaw stinks, too.
Yeah.
Well, he was good in college.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. The guy was, I saw him in some mock drafts at 25, and then I saw him in other mock drafts at, like, 5.
Right,
so, yeah.
If you have such a range of opinions on a guy,
it's not usually a good sign.
Even
for somebody.
He's honest about it. He came out early and said, you know, my rating, they gave me a second or a third, and I would have been happy in the second. Then I would have been happy late in the first. Then I would have been happy middle of the first. And believe me, I'll be happy in the top end of the first, too. I mean, he's riding this wave as long as he can.
You know what I just don't understand? And I'm not a scout, never will be, but two guys that I like, Groves and Kaysen, who had great college careers, ran well, haven't had any problems up through this process at all, pretty much, right?
And
you know, physically. But they're considered like late first, second round picks.
Yeah.
And here you have a guy like this shooting up into the top 10. That's the one thing I just don't understand about the draft, I guess.
That happens every year to somebody who gets overrated.
It's a weird phenomenon that does seem to happen. There's guys that play at a high level and they start off at a high level, they seem to drop. And these other guys that you don't know anything about shoot up the board. Happens every year.
Yeah, I think it's pretty stupid. I think they just fall in love with the big guy. I mean, because he's 6'7".
I agree. I think that's something to do with that. He's 6'7", and he moves well, and he's athletic, and has, quote, the greatest feet in the draft.
I didn't think he moved all that well. I saw other linemen that I thought looked better.
All right, guys. Well, I'll call back in Saturday if I get a chance.
All right. Well, we look forward to it.
Now, but keep in mind, Fred believes that Jake Long will be available.
That's true.
He's still not buying.
Fred's not buying that he's off the board.
Something might happen. No, actually, Dave does mention, though, the show on Saturday. We can't take calls on Saturday. Is that correct, Gary?
But feel free to email.
But you can email to your heart's content.
Yes.
And please do.
Otherwise, we'll be babbling.
If we took calls, we'd never get to the litany of emails that we get.
Right.
Yeah, 3 hours is enough. We should be on for 5 hours.
Shut your mouth.
So
we did that one year, remember?
It's terrible.
Were you here when we did that? There was when we made one of the years we made a trade and we just decided to stay on until we made a pick, and then before you knew it, we were all
well.
Like,
that could happen this year
if
they trade out of the top, and
if
then
Tom's
all of a sudden they're late in the draft.
If Tom's little mock that he just went down has Matt Ryan, I think if Matt Ryan is available, Matt Ryan or Darren McFadden, not both, one of the two, I think that's the best thing. For those of you who want to trade down, that's the best scenario to have one of those. Those are the guys that would seemingly be the only ones targeted by a team looking for one player to move up. You know, the other guys, there's some good players, and we all love Golston, but I think there are other guys that you could take lower that are probably better value than trading picks and moving up and spending the extra money. But if you want the best quarterback, that's probably Ryan, and if you want the star power at running back, that's McFadden. Those are the only guys I think worth trading up for. I wouldn't trade up for either one of those guys. But
no, I agree. And as far as Golston goes, I know someone in our block compared him to like LT and Andre Tippett. Let me
it's
tell
a
you
common
something.
Comparison.
But when I watched, I mean, I was younger when LT played. But when I watched North Carolina play, when Julius Peppers played, that guy was all over the place. I mean, you couldn't watch a game without seeing him just destroy people. Golston is not in that class. Maybe someday he will get there because he has those incredible measurables, and maybe the right coach like Belichick who gets a hold of that will really harness his skills. But coming out of college, he's not as highly rated as some of those other guys. So that's why I agree with Paul. While he's a good prospect and a top 10 selection, I don't see teams beating down the door to get up there and grab him.
Yeah,
but I do think it's fair to say the late guys like a DeMarcus Ware, the most recent guys that have made that type of ride. I think you can say he could come in and be DeMarcus Ware.
Sure.
He could come in and be...
No, I don't think he's
but
overrated.
Comparing him to the greatest linebacker that ever played the game, a little bit ridiculous.
Right, and in a normal draft, I think that's where he would be drafted,
right.
Like the 13 to 15
right.
spot.
And there's a lot of talk about... Golston's kind of a lightning rod guy in this draft because a lot of people think he's overrated and a lot of people think he's underrated.
And now I think he's leveled into where he should be.
You know, which probably means that you're right. You know, when there's enough on both sides of that spectrum, you're probably right, Andy. He's probably
he started
kind of
out
leveled
underrated,
off to right about where he should be.
Then all of a sudden shot up. Now he's leveling in.
I just look at it as, you know, I'd love to see Belichick have a chance to work with a guy like that because I think that's the position right now that's really making big impact. The Merriman, Ware, these, you know, I think he could, Terrell Suggs, he's the next one of those guys, I think, as that hybrid. And I'd love to see Belichick be able to incorporate him in the defense.
All right, web
certainly
radio.
More than Brandon Albert.
Yeah.
webradio@patriots.com is the email address. webradio@patriots.com.
What?
Nothing. What's so funny?
I don't know.
Oh. Eric, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. You know. All right. What else? before we get to emails or take a break
or
whatever.
It's a budding controversy with Terrell Owens on the internet.
Well,
it's not him.
I did want to say
it's him.
I wanted to save
even T.O. admitted it's him.
I wanted to save
Stripper,
that.
Stripper, stop trying to bring down the Cowboys.
I wanted to save that until lunch came so that we could talk about strippers and the dirty and
I
all
like
that
talking
stuff.
About strippers.
I think that his website
Paul
is garbage.
He liked.
You didn't find any Patriot guys out there, strippers? What a surprise.
I'm sure those will be there soon enough.
Nah, he's sitting on those.
Bigger
you know.
Question is, Fred, where's Connor? I just found out, was brought to my attention, it's Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
Is that right?
Jackson Hart should be on here.
So?
TJ and Will should be on here.
Oh, I don't think you guys want that.
Eric, have you and your partner adopted
I don't
yet,
want
or?
It.
Oh. I am taking Chris from the Bronx on a tour at 3
27
o'clock.
27 minutes.
Oh, you are?
You're going to meet him at the Bluefin?
What's that? No, we're tour.
Hey, Gary,
Gillette.
Do you know what Chris looks like?
Oh, bye.
He's coming with his wife and a couple nephews, I guess.
Coming with his wife.
So we'll
so
be going.
On
a, we'll be going on a
still
tour.
Still no Craig.
At
still
3
no
o'clock.
Lucky.
So I think Tom might be right. Lucky.
We're worried.
Bit it. Might not have been so lucky.
We're worried.
All right. Well, let's Gary take a break right now. We'll be right back with your emails.
Unlucky.
4-0 New England. What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh, my goodness! Michael Kornhorst, are you kidding me?
Revolution.
The turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Reds! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet! The Reds have the lead! Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants. The Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac-A-Tac sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot Sac-A-Tac sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CMS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
I could always eat your salad.
You want to eat my salad?
Gary, help!
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, welcome back to PFW in progress. And guess who's on the phone, guys?
I don't know, Fred.
Lucky? It's Lucky. Lucky, hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
We
thank
thought
goodness.
We lost.
We were worried.
Where you been?
I've been working my ass off.
Really?
We had some base inspection here, so we've been doing a lot of stuff here. Plus, I kind of separated myself from football for a couple months.
After
I got my heart ripped out. I just couldn't look at anything else.
I hear
all
that.
Then we'll talk to you in August. Just glad to see you're okay.
Nah, I'm all right now. Well, I got to be all right now. The draft is coming up, so.
Did you guys pass the base inspection?
Yeah, well, our unit passed. We got an excellent. So I think the base overall just got a satisfactory or something like that.
Well, that's good.
They're not closing it.
All right, Lucky. Well, we just wanted to make sure that you're still out there.
Well, I'm still here. I didn't forget about you. I just started listening to the show a week ago, trying to catch up on everything.
Okay.
Oh, do me a favor. If Fred, if you're not there, do not have Eric host the show.
Okay.
Why? What's up with you, Lucky, man?
Man, he's horrible. No offense, Eric, but I don't even know if he's there. But
I'm talking to you right now. What do you mean if I'm not
there? Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you just you bring the show down.
Wow. All right.
When you host it. I mean, the
yeah, yeah.
Five
yeah, yeah. All right. You've said enough. Yeah, thanks for calling, Lucky.
He said
no
offense.
Like that, Eric. It's not that.
When do I not take offense?
I know, but he said no offense.
Yeah, but that's what I do. I take offense.
No offense to the Orientals.
So, all right, Lucky, what are you hoping for on the Saturday from this Patriots 7th pick?
The 7th pick? I don't know. I have mixed. I want a linebacker. I don't think we're going to get Golston. I think he's going to go before. So I'm hoping we trade down, maybe pick up another pick and get Rivers or Mayo.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see how everything goes.
All right,
Hopefully
Lucky.
It goes well.
We'll get back to work and make sure that you get a
above
average.
All right, Lucky.
Take care.
Okay,
all right,
Lucky. Lucky out in Chicopee
and still alive,
working on the base.
Thank God.
Unlucky, Eric.
So you had to figure it was 50-50, either him or Craig were dead.
Sorry,
so
Craig.
So we're looking pretty good. Looks like Craig.
All right. Let's get to some
Andy,
emails.
You're full of crap.
Craig, you're dead.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com. And let's see. Who's this one from? This is from...
Do you think we have a group of listeners that really did that, stopped listening for a couple months because they were
Oh, yeah. I know that the website traffic
went down. It's not football season. I think you get a group that wants football season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it's
I didn't turn
season.
On sports radio until they re-signed Moss. That's when I turned it back on.
Plus, you skipped our show for 2 months.
Right.
That's true.
Right. I do want to remind people, though, that Ken Flanders and the Patriots Pro Shop will probably have some draft stuff available. The cap that...
Flanders is the only useless person here.
The cap that the players wear when they get drafted. So you can go to Patriots.com and go to the Pro Shop and order your draft day cap from Ken Flanders.
That'll I hope it's Flanders.
And, of course, we're going to have a big... 6 hours of online radio on draft day, 3 to 6 on Saturday, 12 to 3 on Sunday. Tell everybody we really want to get a lot of people listening because there might be some scouts listening to us.
Scouts?
What kind of scouts?
You know,
not
like
NFL
talent
scouts.
Scouts?
Uh-huh.
They might be looking at our show for maybe a bigger thing. That's what I get a word. I'm getting word that
what are you talking
PFW
about?
In Progress and Patriots Radio might be – It might be moving on up. So we need a lot of people listening on Saturday.
You're
going
to have to tell me what you're talking about because I got to know if I got to bring my A game.
I really can't say yet.
It's the draft. You always bring your A game for
I
the
need
draft.
To know
you're going to Vegas,
what
so
I
what
can say and can't say.
Just be yourself.
Well, no. This could have something.
And second thought, no, be somebody else. But
well, who do you want me to be? How clean do you want it?
It's not a matter of just be on your game.
But me on my game is
but
not
more
necessarily FCC
generally in the
compatible.
Bathroom.
More importantly, hey. This message is to our listeners. We need everyone listening.
And we need good emails.
Yes.
To drive us away from.
Ask this guy. I got no stones. Pat. Does the FCC matter in the case of these scouts?
Eventually, maybe.
Yeah.
But right now, it's just a matter
How
of.
You just drop something like this on the radio.
People are interested in our content. Let's just say that.
Okay. F the FCC.
All right.
The studio
Due
is
to some
in...
sexual content.
All right, so right.
Maybe we should have that disclaimer at the beginning of the show.
As
what
I
think?
Speak.
Due to some sexual content,
right,
parental
let's
discretion
take a break.
Is advised.
As I speak, Kyle has just walked in with lunch, courtesy of strippers. Strippers big time came up, and we went out of the box and got it from a place called Stoneforge, which is down the street, more of an upscale restaurant.
Good
and
place.
Strippers really stepped up.
Is that the BLT pizza?
He and the Dirty.com. And by the way, the Dirty.com's in the news today.
Yeah.
T.O. is apparently has a picture on there with some porn bus. And Andy Hart is not even – he is already – his mouth is already full of food.
Yeah, well,
that's what he does.
Doesn't take long.
But strippers, big one. He says the Dirty.com. And does anyone want to buy ReggieBush25.com?
Oh, my God.
Apparently,
Tom,
that's out there. He has to sell it.
Oh.
And let's see. So we got big thank you to strippers today for lunch. And shout out to the Dirty.com, which is really getting a lot of headlines.
Huge. You know you're big when you got lawyers sending you letters and cease
but
and desist.
Tom's
orders.
A little upset because he feels that they have something against the Cowboys.
No, I just want strippers, and I'm being honest. Listen, you know me. I could care less about that idiotic team. But I just want strippers. I'm asking you right now, as a Patriot fan, if you had something really bad on Tom Brady, would you sit on it? Or would you publish it? I'm interested.
You're asking strippers specifically, right?
Strippers specifically. As a Patriot fan, what would you do?
What comes first, business or
right.
Patriots?
Because I think that's a tough question. Like, if you could really bring Tom Brady down, what do you do? I want to know, strippers.
All right. All right, so strippers with the food today, and let's go to...
Tom, whatever you ordered, it smells disgusting.
It's scallops. It smells fine.
God.
You just hate seafood. You're from the wrong state.
It's awful.
It won't be here long, Fred.
I could say
it.
Something right now, but I'd really be going over the line.
What?
I can't say it.
We got those talents, guys.
No. The scouts are Saturday. Say
you
it,
eat
Fred.
My salad?
I can't
you owe
say
it
to our listeners.
I can't say it.
See, they were right. A long time ago, they emailed that.
I think I know where you're going, Fred, so you better just read the
email. Clean it up, and it wouldn't be as good, and you're already falling
prey. It has something to do with not liking the smell of fish. And... All right.
Smells like fish, tastes like chicken. Plug
sauce?
Your nose and
does
keep
that
on.
Sauce?
Rhymes with chicken.
Does that have sauce on it?
All right.
No, I don't think so.
Cormac is from Dublin. And he says, hope you are well.
I got to wait for you to make some concert tickets, just.
And you enjoyed your lunch of either Lori's salad or those hard-to-swallow Papa's meatballs. First time writing
terrible.
In. I started listening to your show only a month ago. What happened? I'm still going through that
here
getting to know you stage.
You came down to host the show.
Still trying to get to know us, i.e. trying to put the voice with the name. I think Eric's voice is the only one I could pick out straight away. It's usually the one with the fancy words. Anyway, I did think you guys gave him a real hard time, and I'm surprised he hasn't quit already. Although, let me be clear, you guys were absolutely right to rip Eric to shreds, the poor guy. He can't compare to Fred as host. He's too wimpy and liable for abuse with his highbrow antics. And that highlighting the emails thing, him doing that is just calling out for abuse.
All right.
Anyhow, so I see Jake Long has done the deal with the Dolphins. I'm excited about the draft, but wanted to ask you some questions about listening or watching it. Over in Ireland, there's no reporting of the draft, so I have to rely on people like you and the web. I heard on your last PFW that you'll be live from 1500 on Saturday with the draft. Well, whatever that means, it's 3 o'clock. So, yes,
3 o'clock military.
That's 1,500.
Lucky got it.
As I've never experienced a live draft before, I was wondering what will take place during your 3 hours of discussion. Will the draft be starting at 1,500 and you'll be there to report on it live? And how many rounds will they get through before 1,800 and you guys finish up?
What the hell does 1,500 mean?
It's 3
o'clock
time.
Eastern.
Why is he talking like that?
I don't know. Anyway, the draft starts when we start at 3 o'clock. And hopefully, if the Patriots keep the 7th, they'll have made that pick within our 3-hour window. If they trade down, no. But the next day, we'll be on at noon, which is zero. Is that that's 1,200. And we'll have a lot to talk about. So
zero is that what?
What in the hell is going on?
All right. So he also talks about getting tickets from Ireland. It's a rather lengthy email, which I'm not going to get into.
We got a new listener who in Ireland is emailing in, and you're just ignoring him.
And I'm eating.
Can you summarize it?
Well, it's all about getting tickets and things like that.
From us? Or to a game?
Yeah.
You can't, so don't try.
And he goes into a what-if situation if the Patriots had beaten the Giants.
They'd have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so we'll move on. But that's Cormac from Dublin.
We're big in Ireland. Why is
Ireland
that?
And England? The last,
despite you ripping
last few
mercilessly
weeks.
Every time they
by pointing out in. The facts that they're drunks.
No,
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Who like green grass, fighting, and small penises?
Let's see.
Saturday, I couldn't say that.
JD,
I'm sure you will.
JD writes in: Fred, Paul, Tom, Eric, and Andy. On South Park, I'm happy that you guys, except Fred, enjoyed the show. I, too, was surprised that you did not immediately get a ton of emails from the day after or really since. If Patriots fans decided to watch it, having never watched South Park, they probably got lost with the Mr. and Mrs. Garrison's mobile penis and did not find it funny. And they probably thought it was some vicious cheap shot. Let me reassure them, other than coming from Colorado and liking the Broncos, I do not think Trey Parker or Matt Stone dislike Bill Belichick. The only person they have gone on record hating has been Barbra Streisand for obvious reasons. If you want to see them nasty, see what they do to their former chef voice actor Isaac Hayes after he quit when they made fun of Scientology and Tom Cruise.
I believe they hate Rosie O'Donnell, too.
That could be.
Yeah, I think there's actually a few.
Everyone hates her, though.
In another episode, they had Al-Qaeda doing something in the Urban Dictionary on Tom Brady. Phil Collins had his Oscar inserted in a passage that violates its warranty. You cannot describe on air what happens to Oprah. So, all in all, Coach Belichick got off easy. And Pats fans, and that includes, I hope, Bill Belichick, need to have a sense of humor about this, else they will become...
It doesn't.
Else they will become like San Diego fans who were still pissed about 2 years ago, or a Yankees fan. And I agree Mike Vrabel will be cut because of this episode. I don't know. What does that mean? I don't know. And Videogate, will someone please drive a stake through this? Finally, Ocho Cinco, have I lost my mind thinking that the Pats might not only want him, but they might try to get him? What could they do to pull it off that would not be insane, and would it be worth it?
But what did he mean, like Yankee fans? You mean celebrating all those World Series championships? I didn't get that one.
I
hate the Yankees.
I don't know.
But
the Mike Vrabel thing was Andy's point that he made about how
he's
going
to.
Yeah, he probably thought it was hilarious, and he's going to bust Belichick balls about it and going to end up getting himself in trouble.
Wow, I really have a terrible memory. I said that?
Yeah, well, maybe it wasn't on the air, but I thought it was.
I think it was on the air.
I have a terrible memory. The Bengals. If they're not taking two first-round picks for Chad Johnson, there's nothing the Patriots can do to – they're not giving more than that. And I think they're just calling his bluff. I really liked how Marvin Lewis said, you know, he starts with, well, Chad's a man of his word, and he said he's not going to play, so don't play. You know, I like that. You lay it out there, and you kind of praise him and say he's a man of his word. Well, then stick to your word and don't play. I like that. Call his bluff. Push him. Push his buttons.
Okay. Phil from Nova Scotia, great show on Tuesday. And a special thanks to Gary for playing the Gilligan's Island soundbite a few times when Andy was talking.
Who's this?
Phil from Nova Scotia. I wrote the Gilligan's Island email, and I'm glad to hear that it still applies to that dingbat. Speaking of Andy, if Andy wants to earn some money and solve the sperm shortage in Ireland, why doesn't he just send over a few of his old dirty socks? At $20 a deposit, I'm sure he must have thousands of dollars worth in each one. And just think, he could genetically engineer the next generation of Irish all by himself. Can you imagine a whole nation of latent homosexual drunks with giant heads and loose bowels? Yuck. On second thought, forget I mentioned this, Andy. You probably wouldn't want to give up your collection of socks anyway. You've probably become quite attached to them, and considering your love affair with a certain ex-player, you probably refer to them as your bow socks.
I don't get the socks thing. I understand what it is.
Used a sock as a receptacle?
No, I have not.
Oh, I have.
I just, wherever it goes, it goes. I just don't get the sock thing.
What do you mean, wherever it goes? Never going to Tom's house.
Next top.
Holy Moses.
I've never put a sock on there and done it.
You never put a sock on it?
Never. Wow. I've never heard.
I'll be honest. I've done it.
I've just never.
I've done it.
I've never. I've never had a sock involved in that.
It takes 2 minutes. It takes longer to find the sock and put it on than it does to do the job.
A few more things.
You don't actually put it on, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What? What?
You never done that?
Stop. I don't want to imagine what the hell he's doing.
For the second time, I resign.
What the?
I don't know, but Gary's not. Now, for example, would this be okay on Saturday?
Putting a sock on it?
Discussing putting a sock on it.
Well, I think we might be getting off the subject a little on Saturday.
Well, let's get back on Patriots-related sort of subject.
All right.
And we're talking about TV shows.
Well,
South
I'm not done
Park.
With the email.
I was.
Well, he's got some other things.
He had a funny line about bow socks. Is that the same email we're still talking about?
I'll just finish up. Fred is the
The other guy from Ireland. Why don't you skip this guy?
Is the man groomer working well? The answer is yes.
No.
Tom, great job on draft coverage so far. As always, Paul, you're still the best. Just keep being you, only maybe a little less of you, if you know what I'm saying. Eric, please, for the love of God and all that is holy, grow a pair. Stop trying to be nice. It's boring. And Andy, eat it. Finally, to make draft day just a little more interesting, I'll buy you guys lunch twice if we get Golston. Once in May and then September. Take care and thank you for all keeping me informed and entertained.
Go Golston.
On the phone right now is Chris Simonelli. Chris, how you doing?
Okay, guys. How is everybody doing over there?
We're doing good. Great.
All right. Well, I just wanted to call him just to say I'm glad the draft is finally here, and I hope we stay at 7 and hopefully grab a stud. Hopefully it is Golston.
Hey, Chris, how would you feel if they took Brandon Albert?
I'd throw up.
Okay. That seems to be the popular opinion.
You know, we drafted Mankins, and you know, we've always drafted the guys. Listen, I know how valuable the offensive line is, obviously, and how valuable the defensive line is, but you know, I just really think that we're not going to have this opportunity in the near future to grab a guy that I think hopefully can be an impact at 7.
Right, and Chris, wouldn't you admit that while Nick Kazier might not have played great in the Super Bowl, Mankins got killed, Neal got killed. I mean, it wasn't just Kazier. I could understand if, like, the entire line played great and Kazier got beat for 5 sacks and you're saying, we really got to shore up this spot right here. But some of their best players on the offensive line got killed that day. So, you know,
I looked at it this way. It was a group effort all year when they were scoring 50 points a game, and I think it was a group
right.
effort in the Super Bowl when they got smoked. I mean, I just think they all collectively they had a bad game. Collectively they had, you know, arguably they collectively they had 18 really good to great games. That one game, I don't know. I mean, I actually brought myself to watch the game a couple of weeks ago again because I had a TiVo, and I don't know. I just look at it and I say, I'm like, it's not the team that I watched for 18 weeks. They just had a bad game. I don't know what else to say. I mean, Giants played great. They came after them, but I just didn't see that team play that bad all year. So
I just think they were overconfident.
I think that, you know, I mean, that first, you know, I don't want to talk about the game. I want to talk about the draft. I know what you mean. I'm not saying that, Tom. You know,
I think mentally, and I don't think you say to yourself, I'm overconfident, but looking back on it, I think everybody was. We were, they were, it just, and the Giants came out, hit them in the mouth, kind of stunned them, and they never recovered.
And Tom, you and Andy and I were sitting together watching that game, and from the first quarter on, we were saying, this is not what we've been seeing for
right,
the last
something's not
weeks.
Right.
Something
no,
is
not
that,
right.
No,
that first offensive play, they ran. That first whatever it was,
I
like
that.
A fake reverse or something.
I liked that.
I liked that to the point Brady got smashed and he grasped.
No, but I mean, I like the idea that they wanted to try to hit a home run right off the bat like they did in the Cowboys game.
That they wanted to take a shot?
Sure. Right. Yeah, I like the idea of it. Yeah, it broke down instantly, obviously. But I like the thinking behind
Wasn't
the play
call. Wasn't the first play a screen?
No, I mean, it was aggressive.
I thought it was a fake reverse screen pass, and Brady got buried before he could even throw the ball off to the side, right? I have no problem with the play call, but I do think it was indicative of the way the game was played. Tom put it, I think, perfectly. They got hit in the mouth right off the go and kind of staggered.
Like, oh, my God.
And they were so good.
What's going on?
The Patriots were so good in terms of talent. They had such an edge in talent that despite really from play one getting outplayed, they had a chance to win with 30 seconds left. That's how good the Patriots were.
I know.
And that's how much better than the Giants they were. But you got to give the Giants credit. They won the game.
Oh, I do. I'm not one of these guys that's going to say, you know, that they deserve to win because they did. They definitely played a better game. I got a quick question aside from the draft. I know you guys touched upon it.
It's a good draft, huh?
You know, do you see the, I mean, obviously the offense isn't going to score 600, 589 points again, but, you know, do you see them grabbing a wide receiver probably maybe in the third or fourth round, maybe somebody to add? You know, maybe just a little bit more of a different dynamic on the offensive side of the ball to maybe give teams just something else to think about.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, it's a deep receiver class. It's not a great top-heavy, but as far as depth, I think we all like
day two receiver,
Earl Bennett from Vanderbilt is a guy.
Yep.
Harry Douglas from Louisville is a guy we like. You
what
know,
about Eddie Royal? Do you think anything about Eddie Royal? What do you think about him?
I don't love him.
Yeah.
I just... Something about the Virginia Tech guys this year. Usually I'm a Virginia Tech I love those guys.
Yeah.
Other than Hall, the linebacker, there wasn't too many Virginia Tech guys I really liked.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you guys have lunch for Saturday?
Yeah, they actually serve us lunch there, so no need. But thank you anyway.
All right, well.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem. I hope we draft the stud, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, take care. Chris Simonelli, right, Chris. One of our all-star callers, listeners, emailers.
All right, now can we talk about the TV show?
What TV show?
The Closet.
Huh?
Why are you obsessed with this?
The thing that I...
Because I think it's funny that two TV shows in recent weeks have sort of taken shots potentially at the
All
Patriots.
All right, so give us a little background.
I didn't watch it. Paul, can you take it?
He caught Paul with a mouthful of food.
Oh, it's food? Usually it's something else. I'm just saying.
Oh, you know.
Saturday, no.
With you, it's just, what, socks?
No, the sock doesn't go in my mouth. The sock goes somewhere else.
That's the most disturbing thing I think I've ever heard.
What would the sock do in my mouth?
It doesn't make any sense.
No, none. Anyway.
It catches the mess.
The Law & Order SVU episode from Tuesday night.
Is it a neat, you know, what kind of sock is it? Crew sock?
Yeah,
does it have the little red stripes on the top?
No, it's just one of those over-the-ankle socks.
What do you do with the sock? You wash it?
Yeah, I put it in the laundry.
Evidently, you make Deidre wash it.
That is grotesque.
No grosser than the underwear I put in the laundry.
You paint like a little face on it so like you're looking at a girl or
you
something?
You are a disgusting, disgusting man. You
it's obviously not an over-the-calf sock.
Did you ever hear of like
I mean,
a tissue?
Ah, I see what you did there.
You like that? You like that?
They got these things they invented.
Sorry,
called paper
Gary.
Towels. Use one.
This is just disgusting me to the point where I'm
He can barely eat.
I'm oddly intrigued.
What in the hell is going on?
Yeah, there's only three fries left. I mean.
I didn't say it was disgusting me like that. I mean,
it's not as bad as the warm banana.
What?
Please.
I will say one thing, though. Strippers.
Please tell me.
I've never tried it.
Oh. Thank God.
You know, I told
you. Carrie's mouthing what the bleep?
I told you the story, right, about the banana? About Coons?
Yeah.
That he screwed one?
Yeah. So has a friend of mine.
Oh, boy. Seriously, what
you put
is going
a, you
on?
Cut a banana in half and you put it in the microwave.
Right. But for a very, very short time. Otherwise, you know, you'll burn.
But stripper,
Gary's speechless. His mouth is wide open in there.
Yeah, one of my buddies did it, Gary. We tricked him into
funny
it.
Funny how Tom and I both
Paul,
had a quote.
Please
buddy,
talk about this show. Enough of this.
But,
yeah,
no, I
closet.
Just want to say strippers, although Malcolm Kelly cannot play and he will stink in the NFL, you know how to order a lunch, my friend. That was good eating.
Phenomenal. Some of it fell out of my mouth when I said phenomenal. These burgers are great, though. You guys agree?
The burger was
I didn't
fantastic.
Have a burger. But
oh, yeah. Very good.
Juicy.
Was very good.
Good bacon on top and mm-hmm. cheddar. Oh!
Usually when you buy a burger... Oh.
You're talking to the mic?
Usually when you buy a burger from a restaurant and they send it out, it never tastes that good.
This was...
These kept their juiciness.
Yes, good. Fred, keep going with the draft. You're getting off track here.
No, Paul was about to give us the background on this show.
I'm kind of with Tom. I'd rather talk about the draft.
Okay,
but,
that's fine.
We can talk about the draft. This will take 10 seconds.
The Law & Order episode from Tuesday night, SVU... the storyline was a professional quarterback, a highly successful professional quarterback, was...
With a supermodel girlfriend.
Was gay, but in the closet, had an affair with, he didn't have an affair. He had a relationship with a guy, and his partner was found dead. And
you want to eat my salad?
The comparisons to Brady were that he's a professional quarterback, and for about a half a second, there was his girlfriend, who supposedly didn't know that he was gay... was a supermodel.
And?
He wore number 12.
And a red, white, and blue color.
I don't know what color uniforms they had. They never showed
it. It was obviously Tom Brady. He was supposed to be the best quarterback in the game.
Here's the funny thing about this is I came in on Wednesday completely saying that I thought it was Tom Brady. Mara and I talked about it. Mara upstairs works in our graphics department. And we both said, do you believe that they had that whole Tom Brady thing? But I didn't really know that a lot of other people kind of had the same...
Plus, it's just another
vibe
way.
From Brady that I did. Let's
people
put it
trying
way.
To bring down the
That's
Patriots.
That's the last I'll
well,
be talking
Fred,
about
Fred,
this.
You said bring down, okay? Can I ask the fans a question? Would you care if Tom Brady were gay?
No, that's not the point.
But because when Troy Aikman played, people said he was gay. I could have cared less. You could have been having gang bangs with all the guys you want. Go 12 for 12 to start the NFC Championship game. That's all I care about. So I want to know from the fans, if you found out and he came out and said, I'm gay like Eric. What would you think of him? Would you
like
think less? Do you care? I would just like to know what the fans think on this.
I would hope they wouldn't care, but I'm
no
sure there
would
be some that would.
You just said they were trying to bring the Patriots down because they said Tom Brady was gay.
Because they know some people do care, unfortunately, and that's the reality. I mean, let's face it. There are homophobic people in our society. You know?
Why is everybody looking over here?
In our society, in this room, there's
right.
like five of them.
funny when Paul was telling that story.
It's unfortunate, but it's true.
I was going to say, well, if you remove the rich, the hot girlfriend, the star quarterback,
the
football
12,
player,
the
it was based on
jersey.
Eric.
Oh, strippers, by the way, just want to make a mention. The other day we were talking about Alicia Keys, hot or not?
Not.
And he wrote back in with his suggestion for hot, which was actress Megan Fox.
No idea.
Who doubles as a prostitute in the combat zone.
She was the star of Transformers last summer.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about her.
She was voted number one on FHM's annual online poll of the 100 hot, sexiest women in the world.
Yeah, I wonder about guys who subscribe to those magazines.
The magazine actually went out of business.
Like Andy?
Oh, you subscribe?
I used to. It went out of business.
So good job, strippers. That was a good choice.
I now get Blender because FHM went out of business. Well, Blender is nothing like FHM, and Blender sucks.
Speaking of Eric, Frank from Winnipeg has his final performance review for the leg.
Uh-oh.
Advantages has a vicious kicking style earned the reputation as the meanest dude in Rhode Island. Could really kick ass and hence was given the name The Leg. Two, great voice and reporting skills, has exceptionally large hands for a reporter, can catch the deep ball or play the harp. Three, wave to Mike Mayock at the combine and scream, hey, Mayock, you're pompous and your mock draft sucks. Four, has a passion for Paul's big boy clothes. Whenever Paul is not looking, loves to slip that black jacket on, pretend he's doing the NFL Network game. Disadvantages, one, not it's very blue. Coachable, needs to listen.
What's
two,
that?
You're not very coachable.
No, that second part?
What?
Never mind. You didn't get the just go. Go.
One time he tries to use a joke and you miss it.
Two, must stop doing the thing
Which, by
he's
the way,
doing
you know
before he goes blind. Should talk
Hold
to
on a second, Fred. You know this means that Eric already read the whole thing.
Yeah. Right.
He knows what Fred just kind of read over. When are we going to tell you to stop reading the emails?
Well, that was point number two. Stop doing the things I'm not supposed to be doing.
Right. Should talk to a kind woman and ask for a mercy date. Three, must stop painting on canvas and return to face painting. It's more fun and gets you better reviews. Four, he's a brave dude but has taken too many vicious headshots on the air. Needs to be examined by the team doctor for ego damage before returning to the game. There is a possibility that ego damage is irreversible. Conclusions. Belichick appreciates versatility. Eric can report and analyze, but hosting in Fred's absence has been problematic. In his defense, he has suffered through too many brutal Belichick press conferences. Needs to ask Belichick some fiery questions, stir the pot, perhaps ask Belichick about his sex life, or has he ever used wipes? Scalavino has balls. Let's not forget who slapped down Sal the Punk,
yep,
Palantonio at the Super Bowl. Quote, I don't know about you, sport, but I'm standing right here. I suggest that Eric be brought to camp to fight for his spot the way he did when he confronted the brute. Good luck at camp, Eric, and thanks to all the crew for being such good sports.
Good job. Overall, Frank from Winnipeg, yep, good job with all of those.
We done?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there a guy behind the glass that deserves one?
Did I get one?
You did. You were the first one.
I don't think
you
were
the first
here.
One. It was during that 2 months.
You don't come to those shows.
It was during
it
that 2 months sabbatical that you took when you were recovering from the Super Bowl.
Frank did a good job. Frank's obviously a loyal, devoted listener.
They were very funny.
Very well.
Okay. Let's see. Jason writes in, unfortunately, since I've had my PC built, I have had trouble getting a live stream. Sounds like a Flomax commercial. But nonetheless, I still listen later in the day. I have noticed with twice a week in 4 hours, it seems there is less football and more paths away from what the program should be about.
Yeah, just
enough
the off-season.
Okay.
We're email-driven.
Who are you to tell us what the program should be about, by the way?
And plus, some weeks we come on here and there's absolutely nothing that's happened.
Right.
One question I have about the draft is about the Pats trading down. It seems to make the most sense, for if they do make a pick at 7, they'll be making $6 to $7 million a year. That's quite out of line with the Pats' salary structure. I tend to think it might cause some problems down the line with the vets. Any thoughts on this? I haven't really heard much about this, and it seems that this may be a major factor in what the Pats decide to do.
I don't think so, because I think the veterans know the team is in a unique spot of being a Super Bowl contender, picking 7th. You have to pay the guy what he's worth. It's not like you can negotiate.
Right.
So I don't think they're going out when they're trading for a second-year player and giving him more money than Mike Vrabel
right.
and everybody
it's,
else.
That, I think, would be a
different
problem.
As
I
a
agree.
Free agent or any other, but it's – those are the rules. You got to play the game by the rules. If you take a player that you think can help the team, you got to pay him what that slot gets.
They know the Patriots would much rather pay the guy they take at number seven as little as possible.
Yeah, that'll,
there's a minimum that they're going
to
get away
with. No one will have a problem with him unless it's Keith Rivers. Then Bruschi won't talk to him.
He's a mentor.
Matt, I love Teddy Bruschi.
Matt from Waseca writes in. He says, now that the Chiefs-Viking deal's gone through, I'm afraid that cuts down our chances to get Golston. I believe they'll draft Golston with the number five pick, then take Brandon Albert with the Vikes pick. If they have to move up, they have the resources to do it now. I also believe they might be trying to get Henny or Flacco in the second. I could see them being the team that everyone raves about having the best draft. As a Vikings fan as well, I think it was a good deal. Pairing him with Pat and Kevin Williams is going to be awesome. I've seen what a good defensive line and a bad QB can do, like win the Super Bowl. So I think they definitely have a chance now that Favre is gone.
Who had a good defensive line, a bad QB?
Well, he's saying Manning.
I assume he's talking about the Giants, but to compare Tavares Jackson and Eli Manning.
I am the biggest Tavares Jackson fan, and I said this morning to Tom, they still have Tavares Jackson, right?
Right, but Andy, here's the thing. This is what the Vikings are looking at. It's the NFC. There's no Patriots. There's no Colts. So now we have Allen. We have the best defensive line up front in the NFC. Our defense is solid. We have Peterson who can run the football. If Jackson can kind of be that game manager, you know, run on third and seven, not throw stupid passes, I think they believe they can compete for the whole thing in that, especially being in that division. They got to be the odds-on favorite. The Bears are terrible. You know, Green Bay lost Favre. Detroit's Detroit. So And I agree with you, Andy. I think they gave up too much for Allen. But as I said upstairs, at least they're trying to win now. There's always those teams that are always going to win 2 years from now. If you think you got the team and maybe they think more highly of their team than we do, give it a shot. Yeah,
I agree with Tom's theory, but
They gave up too much. Yes,
If he had been a free agent and not franchised and they could have negotiated freely with him, and given him $74 million with 31 and whatever,
I would have thought that was ridiculous.
Wow, that's a lot for Jared Allen. Not only did they give him that, they gave up a one, two, threes, and a swap places.
They definitely gave up too much.
I think they got absolutely
hosed. Is ludicrous.
Not to mention, did you read Florio today? Ziggy Wolf or whatever had to go to his other and ask for $20 million. They don't even have the money to pay the guy.
I thought that
that's
was
terrible.
Odd. But I think Tom's theory, in theory, I like Tom's.
Right, that theory's fine football wise.
If you think this guy is going to be that good to put you over the top and.
Better hope so.
Everything you said about the NFC is right. I mean,
you got no money.
You know, Dallas is probably still the front runner in the NFC.
Weren't the Vikings always good against the run, but what they really needed to do is get good
against
the pass rush?
Well, that's Jared Allen.
But
that's why you get a guy like Jared Allen.
For the pass rush. But isn't there a problem in the backfield? No?
I don't think Jared Allen is a great player, but he should help their pass defense.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt also says, ease up on Eric. He's not that bad of a host. I think you enjoy Fred more because he says all kinds of crazy things that you can make fun of him for. Also,
no, we can make fun of a lot of things Eric says.
Also, yeah. Fred, wake up and realize that all of you should be making much more money if you started doing a video podcast of the show. This is new media. You're clinging to the old way of doing things.
Agreed.
I bet you would be on Sirius in 2 years if you started selling merchandise and doing video. You don't just talk about the Pats. You talk about other teams and Andy's bowel movements. You guys could be the Howard Stern of the NFL.
And can we? Get
that's
back
how
to
we
this?
Should market ourselves, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
the Howard Stern of the NFL.
Well, Fred's too busy doing restaurants.
I don't
know
if we're allowed to say Howard Stern, but can we get T-shirts?
Because I was thinking
about it again. Like Eric's going to Egypt.
Oh, we're big in Egypt.
But there's got to be some Patriots fans in Egypt if there's 750 in Ireland.
So we're going to make T-shirts because he's going to Egypt?
For the 11
Listen.
People.
And what's her – Donna's going to everywhere. She three times
South
a year
Peru.
She goes
She's
somewhere.
Going to Peru.
If we had T-shirts that we can get out there globally, we can expand this thing. We can go global.
Fred, I'm going to tell you a story.
Andy's right.
Fred. He's giving up. The executive director of New Media is rolling his eyes.
And I'm not saying this for my ego. I'm doing it so you understand something. My cousin is a personal trainer down in Florida, and she was training someone, found out she was a Patriots fan. And she said, oh, my cousin works for the Patriots. And she mentioned my name, and the lady's like, oh, Tom, I see him on TV all the time. I listen to the radio show with all the guys. People know us all over the place. We're big.
We're big, baby. We're big. And in my case, getting bigger all the time.
You know, a big Patriots logo on the front, PFW in progress on Patriots.com. Right. Listen worldwide if you're a Patriots fan.
All right. Either Eric or Moira, Michelle, have them design a T-shirt. We'll make T-shirts.
Okay, there you go.
Boy, I never said
why does he say no forever and then one day
I
just go, all right, just
I
have could, the T-shirts
I
made.
Never said,
every once in a while, we just beat him down.
I never said not to make T-shirts.
Never said that.
Yeah, I know what this is. There's something big going on here. By the way, I haven't heard a word anyone said since you said something about talent scouts. And remember to tell them that.
Remember Slapshot, Tom?
Yeah.
Scouts? Right. What, you're getting your nose fixed? You'll sound better soon?
Exactly. The day that Walsh is doing the thing with the, I'm going under the knife.
Don't hold
nose.
The voice against me. It'll change. Don't worry.
I'll have a better voice.
But isn't it going to be higher?
No, it'll just sound more, it's nasally now because I can't breathe.
I hope you come in.
He sounds like Tony
Madden.
You're not supposed to talk through your nose. You're supposed to talk through your diaphragm.
That's correct, Fred.
It comes from down here.
I understand.
I went to Emerson. They taught voice and articulation.
Well, I think that's a great point.
We do need merchandise, though.
Well, you know, Paul.
Well, Susan, in life.
That means nothing, Fred.
Patty
went to Tufts, got an English degree, never heard of the author of these guys.
Patty claims he's the original and best Irish emailer.
Patty!
He says the blogging is great, especially Casale. I know a lot of people says he does nothing for 11 months in the year, but in the weeks up to the draft, Casale really steps up his game. Of course, Andy tried to ruin the whole blog by putting up a bunch of crap that nobody cares about. He says, hell, even Poopy Pants Perillo had a decent blog entry. I think Andy has lost his fastball. He just isn't funny anymore. Fred should cut him before training camp because he brings nothing to the show.
Good email.
I'll make a confession for you, Eric. I happen to have read that one just because I like when Patty makes his shots at Andy.
Patty's kind of funny, but this whole I've lost my fastball, he's kind of revisited that like 4 or 5 times.
No. That's 4 or 5 different emailers have said that.
I mean, you shouldn't pigeonhole that to one person.
I've got to be honest. I haven't found you quite as funny lately.
And if let me tell you something.
If you lose me,
if
you're
you
out.
Lose Tom, yeah, that's it.
As long as I find myself.
Your ratings are down in Friday Night Lights territory if you lose Tom.
We've got a new pin here, Gary. This is Stephen, who lives on the Isle of Man, which is in between Ireland and the UK.
Which is Eric's dream.
So this is like
that's funny.
Coming back strong.
Where is that? I got to admit that was good.
That's good stuff.
Come on, Eric. Oh, it was funny.
That was a good one, Eric.
How
come
you
on.
Could not, you're not laughing
it's
at that.
It's worse. Hallelujah.
You're not laughing at that is worse than Fred not laughing There's at another. That South Park episode.
Yeah, but I can't change that song. That's just the song.
So apparently this is a little island in between Ireland and a little island in between Ireland and the UK.
We are big in that.
Probably not even on the map. It's probably so small.
You know what it is?
The Isle of Man.
You know why we're big in that area? Because those people are like us. No, they're hooligans. They're, you know what I mean? That's what they are. They like
just a little rough around the edges. They don't mind us.
Anyway, Steven says, this is my first time emailing the show. He's been listening since last year's draft. So, Tom, you were right all along. Jerry Jones has no idea what he's doing. Pac-Man Jones in Dallas sounds like his dream come true. All the strip clubs to visit, get thrown out of, and I give him 3 weeks before he's arrested or suspended.
I think that would be better for the Cowboys if it's sooner rather than later. You
see,
don't want him starting for 10 weeks and then getting suspended.
I can see it being like 6 games in. That's where the problem is going to be.
And that's the problem for Dallas.
And the other thing, too, is, and, you know, our good buddy Albert Breer's down in Dallas, and he told me flat out, which I've suspected all along, the biggest problem with the Cowboys, there's no leaders in the locker room. There's nobody that grabs these guys and says, you can't do this, you can't do that. As Breer said, T.O. is a leader. That's not good. So when you bring Pac-Man into that environment, like if you brought him here, you'd have guys watch like Harrison looking after him. In Dallas, he's going to be able to be free to roam and do whatever he wants. That's just not the right spot for him. It's not going to.
Is he the oldest guy on that team?
T.O.? No, Ellis. I think Ellis is the oldest guy.
Oh right, yeah, but he's been trying to shop himself out of town.
T.O.'s up there.
Yeah, T.O.'s up there. He's one of the older guys.
Did he get drafted? 96, right?
It's T.O. and Ellis are probably the two oldest guys.
Wow. Phil from Austin, thanks for helping the Patriots fans who live outside of New England a chance to get over the Super Bowl and get fired up about the draft. When you evaluate players, where does the film come from? Do all media members have access to scouting tapes?
Nope.
We actually buy it from
camera.
A service. I
figure they all have access, but they don't do the
work
that we do. You won't hear that on Boston Sports Media, though.
Here's a hypothetical question about Belichick and Lawrence Taylor. Assume that Bill knows only as much about LT's ability as the Giants did before they drafted him, but that Bill does know everything about his lifestyle and off-the-field behavior. Does Bill draft him?
I would.
I would, but it's a different landscape now.
Well, the thing about Taylor, did his lifestyle start after he got drafted and when he had money or before?
No, but see, the guy's really point is you know about it. Yeah, the guy's point is you know it's coming. Do you still take it?
Oh, right.
But I think the biggest difference isn't it's Roger Goodell, the modern media, what you can get away with, what would become public, how much is known, all of that.
Yeah, I got to think that you wouldn't. If, if you knew how bad of a problem he – I think Andy's right.
The real question
today,
is,
he's getting suspended regularly.
Right, he's Lawrence suspended Taylor, every year. There'd be hard evidence. Somebody would have stuff of him doing blow.
The dirty
some club. It would be out there, and he would be suspended.
I know Kuiper said, and it probably holds true now since it was when Peppers came out, he said he was talking about how highly rated Peppers was, and he said since he's been graded in the draft, the highest rated defensive player was Lawrence Taylor. Like he was that good coming out of college. Yeah. So you have that on one side. Then you have, like you said, with this, you know, it's a tough one.
But, yeah, I mean, it's like any era.
Because that guy's the best. He's the best I ever.
Ty Cobb now, no.
He's the best I ever saw. I mean, on the defensive side of the ball. I've never seen a guy take control of a game like he did.
But he'd be suspended every other month and every.
Yeah, there'd be just too much media now, too many ways to find things
now,
out
he might
days.
Be different because he would know that it would cost him his career. And
maybe.
It's just a totally different era.
Yep. Matt from Quincy, the picture on Patriots.com webpage of Brian Lowe sitting next to Christina Acra is a riot. B. Lowe looks like a high schooler who went over to ask her for a date on a dare from his friends in the math club. Christina couldn't look more uncomfortable if she had a spider crawling up her leg. What a couple those two made. So, I know Brian would like to be a couple.
Yes.
So from what I understand, there's a lot of men in this building that
maybe
would
this
like
room.
Cherry
a couple
pie?
with Bilo?
No, with Christina Acker's a very
why is she talking about cherries?
Very attractive and sought after woman.
Who's after?
A lot of men in this building, from what I understand.
Really?
Okay.
She gets paid a lot of attention
in this room.
Shut up. Besides the one in the room.
Who was that? Eric?
Oh, I didn't say that. Oh.
She's too old for me. No use.
Well, Tom, your
idea out of her teens. So,
your idea of jailbait is a fetus. So let's.
I got my eyes set on that 18-year-old cheerleader.
Let's see.
Oh, I hear they got new uniforms, Fred.
Yeah, Lori was giving.
Yeah,
us the dish.
We did get new uniforms.
I hear they're even more revealing.
Not really.
The way they were described to me was. Underwear with a little fringe sewn on it.
Well, sounds like Fred designed it.
What did they have on before?
You getting poles installed this year?
And they are white tops that may or may not be see-through with moisture.
Oh, come on.
That's how they were described to me by an expert cheerleading source.
And your lover.
Last night in bed.
Oh. She was modeling it. I hosed her down.
I'm starting to think, though, you know, I've been eavesdropping a little bit again.
Is that why they're white?
I'm starting to think it's no longer an affair. I think they may love each other.
It's not just physical.
I think in 5 years,
love.
He's going to be divorced.
Right. Well, that may be true. But
Scott says, great show on Tuesday, sans the fertility conversation. Quick question. Have you guys looked over this NFL Walsh agreement? And if you have, what are your thoughts? I'm doing lunch for you guys on Tuesday, so talk with you then. Don't worry, I pay my credit cards off monthly, so that will not be an issue. He wants Vernon Goldstein.
You pay those things off monthly?
That's Scott.
Who knew?
That's Scott in Atlanta.
Are we going to make the new restaurant? Are we saying the name on the air?
Stoneforge.
Yeah.
Really, when Kyle walked in to the first door,
I was
you just
food.
Completely
yeah.
stopped.
I think we should make this a regular order and have Kyle just go pick it up every day.
Phenomenal.
Because this is way better than
delicious.
Anything that other crappy
and
restaurant.
And he didn't really
provided.
Pay
yeah,
that much.
Yeah, but it's
more.
A lot of money to ask people to.
Yeah, but we had
they're
a
willing
big order,
to do it.
And well, it wasn't that much
we
more
had
than
a big order because
orders.
The guy ordering said, I want to one up the last door.
Strippers intentionally made it a little bit extra.
He's a big man. The dirty is riding high
right
now.
I mean,
and
you
he's
look,
spreading the love.
You look at the attention the dirty's getting. He's part of that with his buddy Nick.
Well, I like to think that we were part of that attention.
Making up rumors about every team except the Patriots. I tell you what, I could eat that pizza every day for the rest of my life.
It's very good.
What kind of pizza is it?
BLT. No sauce.
It's got lettuce on it, though.
Yeah. It doesn't even look
who puts lettuce on a pizza?
Well, I don't know, but if you order a BLT pizza, I think you should expect lettuce to be on it because it's the L.
I agree with you, Fred.
But the lettuce
that's why I wouldn't order a BLT
but
pizza.
The lettuce was just in the middle, so you could just take
you
the
can
piece
take
out
that part
like
off.
I did. He didn't
plus,
have
the
to
lettuce
eat that
was
part.
Good. It has some sort of sauce on it. Special
okay,
sauce.
I'll try it. Let's see.
If I see a sock in this room, I'm leaving.
Somebody's on the phone.
Hi, this is Christina Acker from Patriots Today.
Jackpot.
Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. I can't believe you're actually playing this music.
As always, Gary did a fine job relating the Word of the Day to our discussion. So today's is Sock Pirate. That's Sock Pirate.
All right. So is that when you do it with a patch over your eye?
No, it's with someone else's sock. You take your buddy's sock, you do it, and then return it to where you found it so they put it on.
Oh, that's terrible.
So if you have a little wet surprise in your sock, you know what it's from.
So much for not explaining what they actually mean.
Oh, this one, we've already talked about it for 15 minutes
earlier. The problem starts when you're masturbating into a sock. Then if you're stealing someone else's sock to do it, you have...
if you wanted to pay back a roommate, they did something wrong. You know, if Matt Walsh had done that instead of getting blender blades out, people might think he's a little less crazy.
Can I get 2 weeks severance?
2 weeks severance?
Yeah.
Is that
it? I mean, come on. We're going to be employed for about another 45 minutes.
Oh, okay, so you're
if we get canned, we get more than 2 weeks severance?
Because I can get myself fired.
What comes with firing? How long?
You want 2 weeks? I'll give you 2 weeks.
No, I want more because you imply that's it. I'm shooting low.
You want 2 weeks the hard one?
I want a full year.
You give me a month. I'll quit right now.
I want a one-year buyout like these paper people get.
TG and NJ says, guys, from Matt Walshgate to the NFLPA and big rookie contracts to the draft, there's plenty of football to talk to fill the 2 hours. Please, Fred, no back hair, no meatballs. Andy, enough already. We all know Eric is gay. Paul, do not listen to a thing Fred says, and you should do just fine. Tom, good to see they got rid of those side shots and Patriots today.
Well, that's funny, TG from NJ, because I think I asked you a freaking football question last time and he didn't answer it. So if you want to talk football, answer my questions.
What
we asked
said.
For a scouting report on Lito Shepard, if he took games off. I wanted to get your opinion, but you're too busy
that's
taking shots.
That's the word.
So.
We had explained that. That's the word out of Philly in
but
some media circles.
Talk football.
Is it accurate? You're an Eagles guy. Come on,
wait,
give us the stuff.
They get Golson and Lito Shepard. Who knows who's going to show up week to week on defense?
At
game off.
Well, as long as they don't both take the same game off.
That's true, because in Bill's mind, as long as you have a good pass rusher, or a good, you know, you can kind of balance it out.
I'm surprised that he hasn't tried to win games 6-on-11.
This draft is crazy, because I have to be honest, the only reason I think Golston is good is because of the two games I saw him play against Michigan. And that guy was the first pick overall in the draft, so that'll tell you how this draft is.
Anyway, Todd McShay has the list of the Patriots' 8 picks.
Pick a winner.
And Keith, I didn't like one of them.
Keith Rivers, number 1, then cornerback
like
Reggie Smith from Oklahoma.
Don't like that one.
3A is O'Neal Cousins, offensive tackle out of UTEP. 3B is outside linebacker Bruce Davis out of UCLA. 4
he
is
stinks.
Offensive tackle Tony Hills out of Texas. 5 is Kellen Davis, a tight end out of Michigan State. 6
intriguing.
Is Robert Felton.
I like Kellen Davis.
Robert Felton, offensive guard out of Arkansas.
Like
and finally, number 7. Is offensive linebacker Larry Grant out of Ohio State.
Offensive linebacker?
Outside linebacker. outside linebacker.
First time reading about football positions?
And then
what's going to happen to Fred if they have those, like, the technical draft ones when they have the DC?
Defensive corner?
He'd be I don't know.
Defensive corner.
He's defensive center.
He's 6001. Oh, that would really – Fred could never do that crap.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I have a hard time with those two.
In McShay's defense, I think 7-round mock drafts are stupid.
Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah. And ours will be up tomorrow for the Patriots.
Andrew he's just really killing Eric. I'm not even going to get into it.
Why? It's funny.
No, it's just.
It's one of those you can't say on the air.
Why? Was it dirty?
Well, it's not dirty. It's just, you know.
See, now that would have saved us time had Eric been hosting because he would have just had already read that and just deleted it. Whereas Fred, you know. Took 3 seconds to actually look at it and say, okay, I'm not going to read that.
Well, you know, Eric.
There's the beauty of it when Eric hosts.
Thank you.
Preparation,
Paul.
My friend.
Eric's
show
like
prep.
Barack
show
Obama.
Prep.
He's taking the high road. He's not going to be
is that what
lowered
Obama's
into the
doing?
Gutter.
They're both two of the most pompous people I've ever heard speak.
That's where I thought he was going.
That's what I thought he was going with, too.
Let's see. Brian from Brookings, South Dakota.
Great.
Do we have a pin in South Dakota?
Gary, South Dakota.
I've seen a number of mock drafts showing the Patriots taking Tavon Branch, cornerback from UConn, in the second round.
UConn.
Is that James Conn started that school? Did you know that?
What
do you guys think of
crickets?
Him? He seems to have good numbers, but those don't always mean anything. Tavon Branch, cornerback UConn.
See, I look at him, and the guy I like is the Tracy Porter out of Indiana. They're roughly the same size, I believe, about 190.
He's 6 foot. He doesn't have a weight here.
Yeah, and Porter, I think, is like 5'11". But the knock on Porter is he isn't tough. I disagree with that. I've seen him in the mug of guys like Bowman and bigger receivers, Manningham. I think he would fit in well here with the Patriots. So if they go corner in the second round, that was a guy I liked.
We actually talked about him a lot on the podcast yesterday, Tom, Porter. And Andy made the point, and I totally agreed. Kind of reminds you a little of Ellis Hobbs, like the way he plays.
Yeah.
He's smaller. He's 5'11".
Right. Visually, he looks like
visually,
Ellis Hobbs.
But there were times when you watched him where he looked like he got beat a little bit, but he has really good closing speed.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that's a guy you want to invest. I mean, he's a third-round guy. He's not like a guy you're going to pick at number 7 or anything like that, but maybe third, fourth round. He's a guy that I think is interesting because he has the athleticism, I think. And I saw toughness.
Yeah,
he was not afraid to stick his nose in it at all.
Sticking with the receivers was one of the things that I wrote about him is I like the way that he stuck to those receivers down the field.
Yeah, he was good on the deep ball, no
Paul,
question.
Refresh my poor memory
Andy.
Here. Was he Mel Kiper's? He hated him? Didn't he have him as most overrated?
Huh.
Corner in the draft.
It may have been Porter that he didn't like.
I think it was.
For me, it's Justin King.
Mayock loves him, Porter. I know that.
Well, maybe that's why Kiper did it, just to be opposite Mayock.
Yeah, I agree. Justin King to me is, I don't get where that's coming. Well, Tlaib is for me, but.
Either one of those could be Cowboys, Tom.
They'll probably both be Cowboys.
Joel in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Hey, guys, and you too, Eric.
Give a question for the party,
looking for a defensive end and have actually said they would be interested in trading up. Here's my question. If Golston is still available at 7, do you think Belichick would trade down to 10 and the Saints' second-round pick? I think it's around 40 or 41. Is that realistic as far as the Saints are concerned? Not sure about the point values assigned to draft picks. So what do you think? Would the Patriots ever trade down if they had a chance at Golston?
I think so.
Probably.
It depends, on what they think of Golston.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, I think that.
And what they're going to get in return.
Well, he just said a second round.
Yeah,
pick.
You go down to 10, you take Keith Rivers, and then you get a second rounder, another second rounder. You can move maybe back. You can do all kinds of things.
Right.
Maybe. Then you get a guy like
look?
Groves or Kaysen maybe in that area.
Right, because he might think Golston and Rivers are both rated around 10, 11, and if he says, I can get an extra player in a deep draft and get Rivers. I mean,
it
certainly
all depends on the rating system, like you said. If Rivers and Golston are right there together, he says, we'll just take Rivers then.
All right. We'll go to a break, but just before that, I don't know if you guys knew this. Christie in D.C. is saying that ESPN.com is reporting that Miami is now willing to trade Jason Taylor for draft picks.
Yes.
Did you not listen to the rest of the show?
No.
We brought that up, I think, like in the beginning of the show.
All right. Quite certain we did.
So we'll talk about that and other things when we come back.
Belichick took forever in his press conference, and Fred just wants the highlights.
Dude, we don't remember. It was really long and stupid.
Patriots.com radio.
For the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor 12 and
pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh, my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution. He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points
Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots extra points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Jamarcus Russell was the first pick. Detroit takes another wide receiver, and the Dolphins don't take Brady Quinn. If you're having trouble figuring out the NFL draft, PFW's Tom Casale has the answers.
I think both guys at 24 would be stealing. And they're not falling like rocks. That's all internet crap. There's no way Branch is going to be there at 24. None.
With the 33rd pick in the NFL draft, the Cardinals select Alan Branch, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Well, he was right about Corey Dillon and Lawrence Maroney, so let's talk running backs.
Round 3, Chris Henry, the running back of Arizona.
Listen, that we should talk about him. This guy stunk in college. He's an upright runner. Now all of a sudden he's got a nice physique. He goes and runs a fast 40, and everyone's thinking he's going to go in round 3. Forget about it. Round 5 at the earliest.
With their first selection in the second round, the Tennessee Titans select running back Chris Henry from Arizona.
So if your mock draft has scribbles all over it and you're convinced the guy in Miami misheard Quinn and wrote Ginn, you're not alone. And don't worry, there's always next year, and Tom Casale will be there to break it down.
At 15, I think that's where you make the move, because those teams should all be interested in
it. So if he's there at 15, you trade for him?
You got it.
What's the trade?
I don't know how to work out trades. I'm a scout. I'm not Pioli. His job is to take care of that kind of thing.
PFW in progress.
I just don't understand football, I guess.
I agree. All right, welcome back to PFW in progress after that short break. And just reminding everyone that this Saturday and Sunday, a lot of stuff going on Patriots.com. We already talked about the radio from 3 to 6 on Saturday and 12 to 3 on Sunday. But also, blogging.
We're gonna video. Which started this
video,
week.
Patriots Today shows. We're going to have audio press conferences from all the Patriots picks. We'll have bios and photos and all kinds of stuff from the Patriots.
That's not okay on Saturday. I know that for a fact.
So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on at Patriots.com. So you want to have your NFL network on your TV, Patriots.com going on your laptop, and you're all set.
Not all that big on the NFL network. Just make sure we're on.
Okay. Another of our Irish emailers, Owen from Belfast. What does Tom think about the Jets signing Darnell Bing to a contract? I know that Tom loved
Bing back
in college.
What? That's a joke, right?
He'd have a better chance. Ray Ventrone have a better chance making the team than him.
I read Rick Goslin's updated mock draft.
Hang on a second there, Fred.
Yeah.
How many games has Darnell Bing played in the NFL, and how many games has Ray Ventrone played?
Ray Ventrone has played 6.
Okay.
How many has Darnell Bing
None.
Played?
Go ahead,
he played
Fred.
A single game?
No. He didn't play any games?
Not one.
Wow.
I read Rick Goslin's updated mock draft and had some real problems with it. I know Goslin is a respected figure in the draft world, but he had Leotis McKelvin coming here at 7 and Keith Rivers going at 5. Who do you guys think has the most accurate mock drafts apart from Tom Casale?
Rick Goslin. I mean, he has a great reputation.
Yeah, but doesn't his change drastically
the
from
night
that?
Before? Yeah, his one is like the Saturday mornings or whatever.
So he's one of those guys that gets the actual information on the Saturday morning.
Right. And that's, so, but he's still the most different. Accurate.
But this one's kind of...
But not now.
Right. But if Saturday morning it says Leotis McKelvin for
there's
Patriots,
a good chance,
there's a good chance Leotis McKelvin.
P.S. Andy was right about the boat holidays in Ireland. The Shannon River goes all the way through the island, and the boating is pretty popular. There are lots of places to stop off the river and do activities. I hear it's great.
I want to do it.
See ya.
I looked online. Strippers sent me the link and the boats.
Pretty sure you're not allowed in Ireland.
That's true.
That's not true.
Let's see.
Expensive, though, because now the dollar's down. What do I multiply those pounds things by?
2?
So if it says 1,800 pounds a week, that's $3,600. I guess we're not going to Ireland.
Let's see.
What are you doing over there?
I'm just looking at emails.
Try reading some of them.
Wow.
And what, see, now you know how it feels. That's Fred. What it now is. You know how it feels.
Wow. And then just sits there.
Right. Stares.
And then this dead air.
Thinking longingly about the Isle of Man.
That's a nice addition that this guy brought to us.
Thanks a lot, you moron.
I can see him tomorrow morning when you come in. So how's things on the island?
Is it M-A-N?
Yeah, that's what he said, M-A-N. It might be short for something else.
Let's hope to God it is.
Maybe it's the Island of Manchester. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking it was two N's. I don't know why.
I was kind of, too. Were you kidding there?
No, I was being dead serious.
And Gary couldn't really find it.
I never heard of it.
He just put the pin in the water.
For all I know, it was an intentional joke by that guy just to take a shot at Eric.
That would be great.
That's probably what
listeners
it is.
Are just lobbing up softballs now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dan from Charlottesville, Virginia. He says, I have two draft-related points to make. One, after projecting as high as a potential number one pick overall only a few weeks ago, it seems now that Vernon Golston is on track to get picked in the second half of the top 10 on Saturday. One major complaint about Golston lately has been that he hasn't really stood out in too many games during his career. Every now and then he would have an awesome game, but then he would disappear. But I remember Sean Merriman receiving the same criticism 3 years ago. His highlight footage pretty much consisted of just one game, his game against North Carolina State during his junior year. He turned out pretty good in San Diego's defensive scheme, and I believe Golston will also once he gets to an NFL team.
That's still the knock, though. I could probably name you 20 guys that said that about that didn't.
Right.
Right. Two, in the downloadable PFW draft prospect database, under the notes section for Jordy Nelson.
All right, hang on a second.
Okay.
I responded to this guy already on the blog.
Well, before can we hear what he said?
All right, fine.
Tom writes, some will compare him to Wes Welker because they are both Caucasian. Trust me, that's the only thing those two have in common, pass. Eric then throws in his thoughts, nice hands, Wes Welker type player. Eric, I know you get made fun of, as you might say, ad nauseum, but come on.
Nelson, that was nice, Fred. That was good.
Nelson is 6'3", 220-pound sprint champion. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure Wes Welker is about 5'9". Uh-huh. So could you please either A, explain your Nelson-Welker comparison, or B, admit that you wanted to head home early and Nelson was the last guy you had to evaluate before the end of the day, so you just put the first thing you could think of.
All right, well, maybe that was true, too, but I did respond to A. I put it on the blog today, so check it out, Dan. Wow. Did that purposely for you?
You just do not handle this very well at all.
Can you tape this and send it to me, please? Because the next time he goes, why do you guys think I'm pompous? I just want to hit play.
You have to admit, that's kind of, you know.
What?
Comparing those two guys.
No, it was a setup,
if
Fred.
If one is 6'3".
It was a setup, Fred. A, because 5'8". I wrote all of my comments on that database before Tom did.
And still that's irrelevant. That's not how it came out.
Yeah, I know, because you purposely put your comment before mine.
But order is still irrelant.
But wait a minute.
The guy's 6'3 compared to 5'8 and a half.
I made my reasoning on
the blog.
If Tom said he thinks the guy's going to be a star, that was Tom's comment, your thing is still a little strange, comparing a 6'3 guy to a 5'9 guy.
Who's I gave my reasoning. Sure.
They're white.
What is it?
I put it on the blog.
Tell us! I'm not reading the damn blog!
I don't read our own stuff. I'm trying to get others to go.
Others will go. Just tell us.
All right, if you want to, you know.
If you're tuning in to find out what Eric's response to Dan on the blog was.
And he'll also tell you the end of that story from Super Bowl week.
Which sucked.
The end of the. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. We never did that. That was at the combine, actually, Tom.
And the preseason schedule.
Yeah. No, my thinking was that when I saw his tape, not physically he reminded me of Welker. I was just thinking that he didn't strike me as a number one or a number two receiver. And I was thinking that since most receivers don't get to be stars in their first year or two anyway, i.e. Chad Jackson, his best.
Why did you compare him to him?
Because or Chad Jackson hasn't played.
Larry Fitzgerald.
No. My point was that a guy like Nelson, who has some talent, would probably be better off starting out as a slot receiver, and he's 6'3", 220. If you put him on a team that already has two established number one.
220 slot receivers.
That's my point. That if
I don't know what your point is. I guess I'll have to read the blog.
I think you're making our point for us.
If you shut your big fat head for a minute, maybe you'd listen.
I'm never going to know the point because I ain't ever going to read that entry on the blog.
It's useless, Fred. It's useless.
I like your explanation of kicking at BU better than this one.
He looks for Fred as an ally.
And Fred shoots it down.
He used to be my only salvation.
And two, Fred A.
Let's see.
Screw you guys.
Who the hell is this? I don't know.
Fred's lost it. Ran out of gas.
You guys, first time email. Oh, my name is Johnny from the Florida Keys. and I'm 17, and I think you guys have the best podcast out there. I love listening, but to my question, what do you guys think about the two Michigan State safeties in the draft, Nehemiah Warrick and Travis Key? Just wondering, and what are the chances of the Pats drafting a wide receiver? Keep up the good work. Oh, and no more bay gashing on the kicker.
Bay gashing?
Did I say bay gashing? gay bashing on the kicker. I was a kicker once, and they don't get any respect. If anything, bash on the water boy.
I know from experience, dude.
Okay, so Michigan State safety.
Those guys are slow. That whole secondary was extremely slow last year. That's the one thing I remember watching them. You threw the ball over the middle of the field against Michigan State, and you just ran forever. I don't want any Michigan State safeties.
And
I don't know anything.
If you want a frame of reference for how he might turn out, Nehemiah Warrick, he's the second or first cousin of Peter Warrick. So learned that when we were at the Combine.
Earlier we asked Stripper what would he do if a Patriot, and he says they have C.J. Jones on the dirty.
let's compare it.
What?
Let's compare it to T.O. What would you do if Tom Brady was found doing something?
Well, he says that he would take down C.J. Jones, but he won't take down Brady. But Nick runs the dirty, and he would take down Tom.
So what's C.J. Jones on
there
for?
But I think what he's
in a limo
down.
With like all these girls and one's like underage. It's at the Super Bowl week, I believe.
Really?
How can you tell from the picture if they're underage?
That's the whole thing about the Matt Leinart thing I didn't understand. Everybody was killing him for that. And look, maybe it was right. I don't know. But I don't know
why. Maybe it's right, but how do you know from looking
at it? They all attacked him because he was with underage girls, and I just didn't know.
There's also the possibility that one of six girls in the picture was the one who sent the picture. And
she said, I'm 19.
By the way, my friend's 12.
Yeah, I don't know.
That he's grabbing.
Yeah, the boss of the Dirty says, would the Dirty.com post pics of Brady? And the answer is 1,000,000% yes.
This is Nick.
Yeah, but personally, I would not say Stripper, but I'm not the owner. So he's washing his hands of
so
that.
So Stripper's, at least he's
and
honest.
I'll be sending you a picture by the end of the day.
By the way, I believe he's also a Patriots fan. The
owner?
Richie guy. I believe that is accurate.
I like that guy. Likes the Patriots, but would sell them down the river.
Of course he. Oh, he's a businessman. Yeah. I saw that there was a news interview.
It's not personal.
Just a side note, Paul,
business.
On Justin Masterson, who's pitching for the Red Sox day game.
Yeah.
I'm no interest.
I don't have any either. I saw, as soon as I saw him in the bullpen.
That was funny.
As soon as I saw the first pitch in the bullpen, I had no interest. 6'6 guy who drops down to the side. I have no interest.
Pansy.
Lucky is feeling a little bad about his phone call. He says, Fred, please tell Eric, I want to apologize for my comments earlier. I kind of feel bad because I know he's sensitive, especially because I'm in a kinder, gentler military. I should have known better and gave tips on how to improve to become a better host. Here are a few to get started with. One, don't act like you're better than everyone else. Two, screw the phone show prep. Just go with the flow. It wastes too much time. Three, stop being so sensitive. You got to learn how to take it. I'm talking about the jokes because we all know you know how to take what Andy's thinking about. Oh, now that's terrible.
that's terrible.
Which brings me to coming out of the closet. Eric, you were becoming so transparent, it's not even funny anymore. Maybe if you just peeked out, the guys would just leave it alone.
Okay, so this guy, let me get this straight. The guy is writing in to apologize, and then he takes five shots at me?
Well, he's trying to help you.
Yeah, forget it, Lucky.
Oh, okay. That's it. We have another feud here. After his fight with the 15-year-old, he's now.
Yeah, I'm gonna say something.
Lucky
was
will
in here.
Freaking kill you.
You don't want to pick that fight.
I didn't say I was gonna fight him.
Lucky would squish you like grape.
Well, when you talk big, people assume you might want to fight. So if you don't want to, you might want to pipe down a little bit. I got a.
We got an crazy man.
Eric, let's move on.
What's wrong with Eric today?
These are the times.
I was
when
just
we need video.
Different.
Just to see that
face. Brent, T-shirts and video in the same day. He's on board.
I'm telling you, we're beating him down.
Next, we'll have international subscriptions to PFW. Kenneth Alstrom emails in. And Tom, you'd actually be interested in the Isle of Man, and not because of any gayness. It's a well-known as a place where,
Cowboys.
At least until recently, online gambling outfits could locate their offshore servers.
Wow.
In fact, there were quite a few financial institutions that specialize in international transactions.
Oh, is it like, is it MAN?
Yeah. Okay. He says well known, so apparently we're supposed to know it.
Yeah.
Well,
He also, I'll read.
It's also well known that I'm an idiot, and that's why I don't know. So
that's true. He also said the Belichick South Park episode, one of the top South Park episodes ever. Though the best line had nothing to do with the Patriots at all.
It was the end line at the end of the show. Probably.
No, I don't think so. No. Though I'm not sure if Gary would like the word penis used next to the word cheese on the radio. I figured since the words used next to were in between, it was okay, Gary.
Remember when all we could say was
an undrafted rookie free agent cornerback out of LSU?
Oh, those rules went out the window. And then he has a question. Is there any draft prospect you'd rather have than trade out for a low first, high second? In other words, is there anyone that you want at seven?
Golston.
Yeah.
Me too. I want Golston.
I want Brandon Albert. Because I'm dying to see the... As for a media guy... I want to be live on the radio when that name's called
and just
see Fred's computer blow up with emails, because that's what's going
to
happen.
And then to come in on Sunday morning and see everybody say, oh, it's a great value pick.
Right, right. And Fred go start the show. You know, I was thinking about the pick last night.
I was a little hard. His little 15-minute dissertation at the start. I was a little harsh. I was a little emotional.
That's, you know. Adam from Presque Isle, Maine. I can't believe you guys haven't touched on the Pats' obvious brilliant draft strategy. Since getting caught for being savvy with Spygate, Bill had to cook up a new scheme to cheat their way to the top. This plan was to send Dimitroff to a team with plenty of draft picks to trade. They send out a double agent who will take the worthless, as far as the money to talent ratio, number 7 pick for Atlanta's stockpile of 3 second-round picks. This would give Atlanta Matt Ryan and Glenn Dorsey or Chris Long and give the Pats 4 second picks and 2 third-round picks with the ability to package some together to get into the lower first round if need be. Well, Bill is a genius for setting this one up. Can't wait to see it go down.
Oh,
and, of course,
wait.
I'm just dreaming here, but at this point I wouldn't put it past the guy.
That would be funny.
Although I'm not sure Atlanta really gets screwed in the scenario getting Dorsey and Matt Ryan.
Oh, yeah, but the 3 second-round picks for the number 7, that would be funny if they did that.
Yeah.
Mike Gerken.
The Bickle Man.
Gerken has his dream draft. Number 1. New England.
Classic.
New England trades number 7 to Dallas for number 22 and 28. And with those, they take Gerard Mayo, the inside linebacker.
I like him.
And then they trade the number 2. New England trades number 28 and 69 to Atlanta for 37 and 48. With 37, they take Antoine Kaysen. And with 48, they take Quentin Groves.
Who wrote this? Tom Casale?
but wait a minute. At 37 and 48,
right.
I don't know. Tom, help Kaysen me out here. I don't see either one of those guys
Groves,
being there. 48?
Groves, in my opinion, from the things just reading around, is flying up draft boards. People forget that Dwight Freeney was kind of like Groves. He was considered a late first rounder. All you heard about was Freeney's size. That was all you heard about coming in. And I remember when his name was called by the Colts, everyone was just like, oh my God, Freeney went that high. But the thing is, Freeney could get to the passer. And when you can get to the passer, your stock rises. That's something Groves can do. And I just don't see him getting out of the first round.
With the rest of the picks, 63, he has O'Neal Cousins, offensive tackle. He has with 94th pick, he has Bo Bell inside
linebacker.
Good pick.
I like when they think they rattle off guys that I know. Yeah, I like Bo Bell.
With 129, he's got him taking Craig Stevens, a tight end.
I didn't like him.
Cat Stevens.
With 197, right. He's got Trey Williams, a cornerback. And finally, at the number 238 pick,
this
Jacob Hester, running back, fullback.
I'll take it.
Ooh.
Good value there.
I nobody has Andy Studebaker in
good
any
value.
Of these.
You don't like that draft?
I was going to say, that's like the all-star draft.
Mayo, Kaysen, Groves.
They somehow,
I like
find,
those. I like
they
like
somehow find a way to get 4 first-round picks, and you don't like it. I don't really understand.
I don't like the Hester pick.
that's a deal
bad,
breaker.
That's bad value at 238.
Let's see. Vanessi in Andover. I only listen to the podcast. I know you're live right now, so I'm listening to you guys kick Eric. I know nothing unusual, but Eric is right that he shouldn't worry about finding a chick. When you worry, chicks smell it on you, and you are immediately not attractive.
Well, they're not smelling anything on Eric right now.
When you don't worry about
you
it,
one he is immediately unattractive.
You must be in a panic, huh?
When you don't worry about it, one of two things happen. A, when you meet girls so spontaneously, you're calm and relaxed, and you don't come off as some weirdo that wants to get laid or a virgin. And B, chicks think that you are a swinging bachelor, and they are the types of chicks that don't have time for a relationship, but plenty of time for bang buddies.
Eric would take a bang buddy right
is
now.
Is this Vanessa a guy or a girl?
I don't know.
I'm guessing a guy.
I personally met my girl through her sister
and then
used MySpace to get to know her better and then hang out and eventually slept with her. Now we are buying a house and I am ring shopping. The Blumpkins are just that good.
All right.
But also, I bet Eric has slept with more chicks than anyone else in that room.
Can you put a break on any
of it? Now debate that for 30 minutes.
There you go. How about that?
He's sticking up for you.
I will guarantee also that it isn't. That's untrue. I'm going to guarantee that.
Have you guys ever, like, tried to remember every...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What numbers did you get up to?
I'm not going to embarrass.
Next emailer, Elizabeth Perillo.
I'm not going to embarrass my lovely wife.
Eight.
Okay. She listens?
No.
Fred,
God, no.
Well, Fred, you're
willing
to say
she doesn't listen to me
when
I'm home and
what's
alive.
Your number?
I got up, you know, fairly high.
Yeah, that's...
Over 20?
Oh, yeah.
69. Oh, yeah.
How many outside the country?
What's that?
How many when you lived in? Where'd you live? Costa Rica?
I lived in the Caribbean.
How many there?
How many you didn't have to pay for?
Oh,
that's,
wow.
Yeah, I would never.
Well, I'm not even going to identify that with a response.
No, but how many when you were in the
Three.
Caribbean?
I could count them on one hand, but I'd need the whole hand.
You need it for something else, too, apparently.
If you're going to be that obvious, couldn't you have just said five?
Right.
Unbelievable.
And just to argue, our point is when you're 35, you're almost dead. I'm going to be 35 in a couple days, and I'm close to dying.
Yeah, that's you. That's okay. You. Most people don't take
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
Approach.
I like to have sex. Okay? Why'd you get married? Maybe I'm
so go
on
buy
the
some socks,
end,
Tom.
But
that's not sex.
You know, I like to come home and talk to my wife about my day and stuff. It's like my fat cousin. He pays for sex. But he has nobody. He comes home. He's alone. He's miserable. He's depressed because he has no one to share anything with. Don't tell me you're fine with that life because I don't want to hear it.
I'm not going to tell you
or the idiot who emailed in.
Well, that took a turn for the
sadness.
Eric,
you're a lightning rod. I mean,
yeah,
everybody.
That kind of brought us all down. But on the bright side, at least I'm a lot better than Tom's fat cousin.
Eric, would you take a, quote, bang buddy right now?
Due to some sexual content, parental discretion is advised.
Say that girl absolutely. You met at the... Well, I won't say anything.
But at this point in your life, you're not really looking for a bang buddy. You're looking for more of
a long-term deal. Yeah, either one would work right now. That's fine.
Todd from Nova Scotia says, enough Eric bashing. He's not a closeted homosexual. I'm convinced he's a serial killer. Here is my case.
Yeah, you'll be the first one on the list.
One.
You sound a little like Andy there.
You guys think his girlfriends are made up. I think they're real but buried under his house. Two, his shaving of his head is so he doesn't leave DNA at the crime scenes. And three, someone needs to take a walk by his car to look for a box of duct tape. And a police scanner. All we need is his middle name, and we're all set.
That's true.
What's
they
your
all
middle
have
name?
Three names,
right?
What's your middle name?
Don't worry about it.
Wow,
Eric's in a bad mood. Today.
Well, I mean, come on, he's getting killed here. I mean, you
the
was
leg, obviously
difference between this and any other
right.
Day. It's funny because when he hosts, he doesn't care when they slam him, but right. When he's sitting here, he cares. What's the problem?
It's taken a turn in the last 10, 15 minutes.
It really has. Even Kieran in Ireland says, Andy, there's not a shortage of sperm here in Ireland. However, if there was, I could more than make up for it. Just give me a photo of Kelly Pickler, and I'll be as randy as Eric watching Brokeback Mountain.
All right, so you know, this stuff's getting old.
I know it is.
It's really getting old.
It really is.
No, but the
name's Francis Sawyer. Everybody calls me Psycho.
That was good. The Isle of Man was a good addition to the show.
Well, that was kind of funny. But these other things, these are just lame
and
setups.
Kieran, by the way, I didn't make up the sperm shortage. That's a real program in Ireland where they're looking for sperm.
No, as I pointed out, Andy's a worldly man now. He reads the paper. He finds all these stories all over the place.
What do you read? Like the World News, though, that paper?
He doesn't read it.
Standing in the checkout line.
Yeah, werewolf found in Somerville.
I read the Boston Globe. When
oh,
it comes.
Now that puts a lot of these stories in question.
The guy also.
First of all, do they even have a staff anymore? It seems like every day I
come
online, there's a new guy that took a buyout is gone.
Fred, do you read the New York Times?
Only select articles that get sent to me. I don't subscribe to it.
For some reason, my paper guy's been leaving New York Times with my Globe. It's a terrible newspaper.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. You know what I think the best paper in the world is.
Patriots
Wall
Football
Street
Weekly?
Journal.
Wall Street Journal is the best paper in the world.
I would have gone Patriots Football Weekly there, but Wall Street Journal, strong second.
Now, what happens with them now that Murdoch owns it? Who knows, right?
Now he's buying something else.
You think it's going to get better?
Yes. Look at the man. The man's a media mogul. Look what he did.
Look what he did to the Herald.
What did he do with it?
Look what he did to Fox.
The Herald's not
the Herald had its most prosperous period under Murdoch.
With Wingo?
He got shows everywhere. It's correct and right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but
the late 80s into the 90s was the Herald's most prosperous.
I was trying to figure that out, too.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Herald's not laying people off, are they?
They've have. Yeah. But not under Murdoch. Murdoch's not really involved anymore. He hasn't been for a long time.
Yeah. No. But
the Murdoch's kind of Murdoch got out of the Herald before I even left.
Look what he did to Fox. It's got the number one show in the history of television. It's got its own news station. It's got its
FX,
own sports
station. FX, all these great Fox Interactive's going down.
And by
Fox
the way,
News is going down.
When he bought Fox, it was one of those UHF channels that you had to get with, like, rabbit ears.
Married with Children used to make jokes about it on its own show. And it
before
was
he
Fox.
Bought Fox, there were three networks. Now there's four.
Well, there was only one way to go up.
I'll tell you, they've really gone down since Herman's head.
TG and Joyce, Matt Walsh is as guilty as the Patriots. That's why he got the power lawyer and waited for the legal protection to be put in place. The material he has was stolen from the team. Remember the wedding pic on Florio's site with all the game balls. If he comes away without a scratch, that just doesn't seem right. So I can steal from my former employer, and when they come after me, I can get all the legal protection I need and not be prosecuted. Yeah, right. I heard he has season tickets. Which section and row, Fred? Get on that.
Wait, the game balls weren't stolen. They were given to him. They give out game balls.
They weren't given to him.
You don't think they give out game balls to film guys?
No.
I don't know for a fact, but I'd almost guarantee it.
But he got his hands
not to him
on so many balls.
Wait a minute. Why,
I think that's an erroneous comment.
I have no idea.
Well,
how
first of all, they weren't game balls because they weren't painted. Usually those are painted.
No, I don't mean the real game balls that they actually
give out
to the players.
No, I do. I think
players.
They give those well, out
these
to
were
random
just,
people.
These were just regular footballs.
No, I didn't see the picture.
But I have no
one
idea.
Of those where I chose to argue
I have no point. Idea how he came about having those. But why would you say not to him? Like, somehow when he was an employee here, we knew he was going to do this 8 years later?
No, because anyone in that position, they don't give game balls.
See, I disagree.
See, I have no idea.
I think there's
I
games
know.
Where Bill goes, you know, Damon Heward gets a game ball. I think there's games where they say, you know who did a great job this week? The scouting department, everybody getting us ready.
Yeah, like the practice
film
player of the week.
Yeah.
The black jersey.
It's a team.
Here's I have
the
no
problem
idea.
With your argument. He had about 30 balls.
No kidding.
They were
right.
stolen.
Oh,
he did have a lot of footballs, but I don't know how he came. I mean, you know, were they practice balls that they were no longer using? I don't know.
He's got like a vacuum.
They weren't game balls. They were not game balls.
No, but you don't know how we got them. Either.
I don't know, but I know they're not game balls.
But
we're arguing.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is why would you just automatically assume they don't give them out? Is what I'm saying. Well, how do you know that they weren't like
they weren't,
two dozen practice balls that they're no longer using, and they just say, "Hey, get rid of these."
Matt Walsh was maybe.
This is
that's what
talent,
I'm saying.
But they're
the
not game balls.
Have to look forward to on I,
okay, let me put it this way. They might have been used in a game.
I understand,
but
what you're
they
saying.
Weren't given like as you get the game ball.
No, I would agree
well,
with
first
you.
First of all, you know, I don't think all the game balls are game balls. They're balls commemorating the game.
Right.
You know, and when he gives them to everybody, I don't think there were 53 game balls used that week.
I understand.
No, those
that.
Definitely not.
I understand.
I have
that.
A game ball from the first Super Bowl that Stacey
that.
James
he was
gave
not
me.
Given these
it
balls.
It looks like one of those real
commemoration
ones.
Commemoration of
Rams that anybody can buy those.
God.
You can just order them.
My God. TG and Joyce also says, hey, strippers, what's the MO with the dirty.com? Is it trying to be another TMZ? Watch out. Get a paparazzi, pick a Brady up there, and Fred might stop reading your emails. Does T.O. like popcorn with his porn? Maybe he could market it. Call it T.O.'s porn corn. I like it.
Porn I like corn. It. It's good stuff.
But that is true. I'm warning you right now, strippers. Anything about
it's
Brady up there, you're
it's
done.
It's only a matter
we
of time.
Won't, we won't
before
let you buy us lunch anymore.
A, whether
you're
it's Moss, it's someone will be up there, Fred,
I mean, it's
or
Brady.
Later.
He's out and about so much in these. Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Maybe you should shut up.
A nip slip for Giselle, something. Would that bother you if he's in the picture with Giselle?
Doing
what? I
can't
say nip slip?
No, it's just, no, never mind.
Why would that bother anybody?
I don't know. I don't know what Fred's rules are.
Well, it's nothing to do with
he used
Brady.
To have rules that you had to come to the off-season program. Now you don't.
Let's see.
Just saying.
Nothing.
Josh
a little disappointed
he's reading the emails. Leave him alone.
What's the date today, Fred?
What do you mean?
I thought it was a pretty straightforward question. What's
like
the
April
date
24th or something like that?
So we're at T minus what, 6 days until Brady has to actually come and work out in your mind?
Right.
Okay.
That's right. Once the draft is over, he needs to get over here.
What do you mean? What's your name? What do you mean?
That's a smart guy right there. Don't catch him off guard. I need a couple of minutes to, you know, figure this out. What do you mean by that?
Josh in Arlington, Virginia, I feel like I need to address something Gary said the other day. It is utterly ridiculous of Gary to float the idea that Annie Hart's word of the day time slot needs to be varied in order to ensure that listeners tune in to the entire show rather than tuning in just for another word of the day. While the word of the day is the only thing of value Andy has offered in the last 8 months, it is far from a legitimate force compelling listeners to tune in at any time. I reiterate, Andy has lost it.
By the way, that's a different guy who claims that you've lost it.
Same guy, he just uses a different
name.
Same
like
guy,
people.
Different name. I think Gary was kidding when he said that, no?
I hope so. Gary? Yeah.
Not paying attention anymore.
He's also got his resume. He's punching up, too. He knows he's going to be out of work.
He hasn't done anything in 5 years.
All right, so
10 if you consider the playlist for
Let's
games.
Let's make our first-round picks before we go, like who we think they're going to take.
Okay, good idea.
Start with you, Fred.
Well, you know
what? Likes to go Dan
last.
Connor.
No. I like Dan Connor, but I realize he's not a top-seven talent.
Or 20.
Why don't you start... Fred, do you think that they pick at 7?
Yeah, do they keep it
or not?
Do
they make the pick at 7?
Yeah, I think they don't want to, but I think they're going to have to.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
And who is the pick?
Just go silent.
I'll say Golston for lack of anyone else.
Andy?
I will say they keep the pick, make the pick, Keith Rivers, because Golston's not there.
Yes, I agree. Golston is not there. I'm going to go...
No, you won't. Boo.
What?
Brandon Albert.
I'm going to go Leotis McKelvin.
Oh,
you know what? I was thinking, but I don't think, I think they think he's the best cornerback out there, but I don't think they think he's worth number 7.
I'm just thinking if they think he's going to go 10 or 11 and they have to stay at 7 and Golson's off the board, maybe they just say, what's the difference? Let's just take him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the magical ride continues with the luck that Bill Belichick has in the draft. I think Golson's going to slip to them.
You
at
like
seven.
The luck they had last year?
No. No, there wasn't anyone they wanted last year.
Fred!
Not
only shot
at
the draft.
Not
wow.
an ally.
I think Bill Belichick would realize that not a lot of the picks in the
he
last year.
He said that
years.
With the venom I had with the Tony Romo thing last year.
Wow. I, too, will
last
go
two
with
years?
Golston. I think Golston's the guy, and I think if, for whatever reason, he's not there, then I think that they sell it for dimes on the dollar and get out of there.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of stuff this weekend. Remember, 3-6 on Saturday, 12-3 on Sunday. Everybody, we've got talent scouts listening.
Yeah,
great. We need a good effort from our listeners on Saturday.
And check
Sunday.
Out the blog to see Eric's response to the guy, the one guy.
Yeah, because all the big mouths on this show wouldn't let me say it on the show. So, yeah, you better go and read it if you care.
Better.
That's going to do it for this edition. We will see you on Saturday.